This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Bougie.
I kind of got tingly.
Leader.
It's this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Monday, September 11th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doozy is here.
Good morning, sir.
What's that?
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's how you get through to the show. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. Your tweets come into the studio in real time if you put @RoverRadio in your tweet. But the best way to get a hold of us is to pick up the phone and dial 866-YO-ROVER. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. Jeffrey is here today. Let's get a mood check on Mr. Jeffrey LaRoque. It's always a toss-up. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
And how is your mood today? You're smiling, so that's
good. Well, yeah,
good.
I'm in a good mood because I'm glad I'm still alive.
Why wouldn't you be alive?
I have no idea.
All right.
But I'm in a good mood, and it's Monday, but I feel a little somber because it is the anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
It is?
So I feel a little somber right now because of that. I remember when it actually happened.
How many years has it been?
16 years.
That's right.
Where were you?
I was, at the time, I was sitting at home watching, I was working my sky shift job, and I was sitting at home watching Good Morning America. It was between the time, we caught Good Morning America between the time, both built between the time, the first and the second building. So the first building had already been hit at 8:46, but then we saw the second building get hit.
We were watching TV, and it just happened?
I was like, we were just glued to the TV at that point. My daughter was only 6 months old at that time. Wow. And we were like, we thought it could have been like a disaster. We didn't realize what really happened. So we saw that, we looked in, and I see that little plane hit the second building. I was like, oh, man, this ain't good. And then after that, I went to my parents' house to see if they got if they were watching it, and that's when I saw the first building, if I remember correctly, the South Tower collapsed first.
Couldn't you call them? You had to go over there? Just call them and be like, hey, you watching the TV?
No, but I still wanted to see what was going on.
Why did you go over there?
I just, wanted to talk to my dad about it,
They don't have phones back then.
Oh, we had phones, Dieter. It's just like I was on my way to work, and I left early enough, So when I got to work, the airport was being evacuated.
What did you do?
So we went right in, and I still went into work to see what was going on, and they'd send us home.
All right.
My mom, when September 11th happened, I guess this was at a height of Islamophobia, because she came home. And she was like, they're going to come down and kick down your door and tell you to renounce your religion. Like, she was freaking out.
She said that to who?
To me and my brother.
Who's going to kick down your door?
The Muslims.
The Muslims.
Oh, the Muslims are going to. And they're going to kick down your door and tell you to renounce your religion?
Go house to house. Out in the boonies.
How would they do that?
I don't know.
Was there going to be an army of invading Muslims?
Well, I'm going to have her on the line in just a second so you can check on her hurricane progress.
Uh-huh.
So you can ask her about what her thought process was that day.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Like, there was going to be millions of Muslims invading the country. How are they getting here? By boat? By plane? Are they parachuting out? Going door to door? Neighborhood to neighborhood? We will check on hurricane progress with our Florida fans, see how it's going down there. Allison writes, I missed the Artie Lang interview. Will it be on, or is there somewhere I can find the audio? Sure, at roverradio.com. Should be up there. I think it is. I believe the entire interview. You can watch or listen. Ed writes, Charlie's scooter is the same one as the cover of the crappy TV show Saved by the Bell. And he put in this picture.
There it is. Oh, my God. Is
it?
Yep, that's the black girl from Saved by the Bell.
But it's a girl scooter?
Is riding on a Honda Elite scooter.
Oh, we have Gacy Slater over here.
That's great.
And the whole crew, yeah, there's three girls all riding on the scooter. None of the guys would be seen on that thing.
No, the girl would take it to school.
Even Screech.
Yeah, he's like, that's too nerdy for me.
Yeah. Except this guy, Charlie, he has a scooter now, that same scooter. Yes, Jeffrey.
Well, back in the day, people used to say I look like Screech from Saved by the Bell back in the day when I was a lot younger. But I said, yeah, it would be more complimentary if I was making the money that Dustin Diamond was making at that time.
Alexis writes, Yo, Rover, I heard a brief explanation of how global warming is the reason for the surge in strong hurricane activity. Hurricanes need heat and water to form because the oceans are historically warming at an alarming rate. Hurricanes have more opportunities to form. The water level is rising while heat is rising, and this is the recipe. We have extreme cold, ironically, from global warming as well. Please research your view again. What view is she talking about? I don't know what view that is. Patrick writes, Rover, you are always more than happy to accept a bet with people, and you rarely do any show challenges. I would love to see you accept my challenge to do a polygraph lie detector test to prove once and for all that you have no feelings for Doogie.
He would fail that.
Because I have $200 that you would fail.
Oh, totally.
It is very clear that you still love her.
Yeah.
So man up for a change and take the test. Also, please, please, please tell that naive, stupid, clueless, dumbass, idiot Doogie to stop telling everyone she talks to or wants to look cool for that she loves them.
Love you.
It is so old and sounds so dumb. Tell Dieter that Baby Gap is having a sale if he needs some new t-shirts.
Nice, dork.
Devin in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Devin.
Hey, how's it going?
Yo, what's happening?
My birthday is actually September 11th today, and I remember when the attacks happened, but I think it was my 7th birthday, just ruined the whole birthday. Like, nobody paid attention to me the whole day. I was opening gifts, started happening, just ruined the whole day.
Ruined its whole 7th birthday.
Sorry for your loss, man. Yeah, way to make it about yourself, dude.
We actually have a memorial being constructed to Devin's 7th birthday.
Never forget his 7th birthday.
They blew out the World Trade Centers instead of the candles.
Devin, well, you still, now you're forever linked to that, you know, your birthday.
Yeah.
And that's what people always think of on September 11th. All right, thank you, Devin. And... it is a somber day, as Jeffrey said earlier.
Because of the hurricane, I was thinking about that. A lot of time has been taken up focusing on recovery of Houston and then Irma down in the south. And you forget, but you don't forget, if that makes sense. You hear the date, oh, it's September 11th. Just everything has been so self-consuming with all of these natural disasters that are happening, if that makes sense.
Everything has been so self-consuming. What does that mean?
It's all about that.
self-consuming.
Yeah. Huh.
Mama Nads is on the line giving us a hurricane update. Good morning, Mama Nads.
Good morning.
Now, where are you located?
I'm located in the Villages, which is about an hour north of Orlando.
Okay. All right. Now, how bad did you guys get it there?
Actually, we got it pretty bad. They're saying that Central Florida got it worse than Tampa Bay and some of the coastal towns.
So if you look outside your window right now, what do you see?
I see just a few things down, palm leaves, things like that. Our underground electricity held up. I have power. I'm still under hurricane force winds till about 11 o'clock. At one point last night, it was coming straight up for my county at 140 mile an hour per wind gust. And then I went to sleep.
So you go to sleep in the middle of this hurricane.
I did.
And you wake up and you're still there. That's good.
Yeah.
She lives in the swingers capital of Florida, is my understanding, the Villages.
Sweet.
Are you going there because you and Papa Nads are going to get some new partners?
Absolutely not.
No?
It's just a wonderful retirement community with a lot of activities. So,
Mom, yes. Did you get the idea to move here from those commercials?
The Villages.
No, I didn't, actually. We were staying in Naples. We had a flight over to Orlando. We go to Naples every year for a week on the beach. We had to stop in the Orlando area to wait for our flight to come back to Cleveland 1 year, and we stayed here at the hotel.
Uh-huh. Now, this seems like a pretty sudden move that you made down to Florida. All of a sudden, Nads comes in and he goes, my mom is moving away. She's moving to Florida. She moved there by herself. Papa Nads did not move down there with you. It seems like this, unless he's not giving me accurate information, it seemed like this happened literally almost overnight.
Well, what happened, Rover, was my father's in poor health. He lives with me. My health is not good. I suffer from severe fibromyalgia. The weather for me is better down here, subtracting the hurricanes, of course. And I am retired. I'm a retired funeral director in Balmer. I'm used to going 24/7. I'm also disabled. I had nothing up in Ohio. I had no clubs, no friends, no. I lived in a rural type community. And the retirement in Ohio is actually killing me. I'm young enough. I still want to go back to work. If I could go back to work as a funeral director today, I would. Here, you can be as active or as inactive as you want to be.
A lot of business at the Villages. It's nothing but old people. You could, they're probably
caskets.
Croaking every day.
Yeah, open up your own.
Exactly, but I can't even stand on my feet for an hour at a time. That's how bad I'm hurting. So I have the opportunity here to do things. The weather is better. It should help my pain.
Yeah, it sounds like it's great down there.
Now, you say that you're taking care of your father, but he's actually still here. He's
coming in October, the 1st of October.
Uh-huh.
My husband's travel schedule was such that from August to Christmas, he was only going to be home in Cleveland area for 3 weeks. Okay? So his travel schedule takes me away from him all the time. This way, at least he has a place to come golf. He doesn't need an invitation to do so. So between the three of us, we decided, yes, he's got 10 years to retirement, but in my mind, if Dave got sick and couldn't enjoy the next 10 years, we'll do it now. We can afford to do it now. He can golf his heart out. And if he does get to the point where he can't golf anymore in 10 years, at least we had this retirement home early.
Now, you left right at the height of Nads' concussion protocol, it seems like.
I did not. No. I did not leave. I left August 21st. his protocol was he was getting much, much better. And I left.
You left a week after, Mom. You kind of did.
Okay, Jeff, whatever you say.
Nads, I've been here Mom, for you. It's Nads.
Yes, stick with the brand.
Come on here.
Now, so he's, I mean, he's not at work. He's doing whatever. And he said he did feel abandoned by you.
I know. He does have abandonment issues, Rover, and that stems from the loss of his brother.
Well, it did seem pretty quickly that, most of the time when people move, there's a lot of planning. But unless you guys kept him purposely in the dark, it seemed
it
like this happened.
Quick move.
Yeah, it seemed very fast.
It was. I came down here. I started looking. I found the house with furniture that was my style that came with the house. It's a beautiful house, beautiful layout with beautiful furniture. So closing was, it was all done very quickly because Papa Nance has his paperwork in order and boom, 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 it went through and closing was August 21st. And I have to remind my son that I love him very much. However, he's going to be on this earth a lot longer than I am. And it's time for me to try to live the best I can in the best place I can, so I still have some kind of life. In Ohio, I didn't.
All right. Well, Mama Nads checking in live from Florida at
the
Swinger
Mom.
Capital, the Villages.
Yeah, please don't have sex with any other couples. I'm begging you.
I can assure you that is not on my list.
All right.
Be careful.
Mama Nads, be careful.
I will.
Thank you.
I think Jeffrey wants to visit.
What do you want to say?
No, she promised that she would pay my daughter some money for a commissioned photograph of the crew.
Oh, wait. Let me go back to her. I put her on hold, but there she's back. All right. Do you, Mama Nads, are you not paying Jeffrey?
My daughter asked about it over the weekend.
She did not.
Your daughter?
My daughter,
yeah.
Just came up?
Yes. My daughter goes...
Lying.
I'm not lying.
How'd it come up?
She goes, Dad? I go, what? Goes, when am I getting my money for my picture?
What is the picture? Explain, because
I don't remember.
I don't either. That's why I'm asking you to explain.
She did a drawing for me of the whole crew. Okay, she had done a drawing years earlier of the crew, and then she added Nance. She did a wonderful job. Jeffrey, the picture is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. And my daughter would appreciate it, too.
I know, sweetheart. Now, I don't have checks with my checking account, but I will make sure that Nance brings in $50 tomorrow for your daughter. But, Jeffrey, you must promise me that goes into Val Ray's purse.
Oh, I will definitely put it in her purse.
Is this why she left town so quickly?
Maybe. Papa Nads can close on a house in 3 weeks, but it takes 3 months to pay Val Ray this $50.
I'm embarrassed, Mama Nads.
I just got the picture.
Okay, well,
Dad had the picture. Jeffrey had the picture, and I just got it, 2 weeks ago at the most?
All right. It is
beautiful. I will send a picture of it framed. But she will have her money tomorrow, okay, Jeffrey?
Okay.
But promise me that it's her money for whatever she wants. If she wants to go get some little bit of makeup or something like that, that's her money.
Okay.
All right, okay. Mama Nads, stay safe. Thank you. Down in Florida, riding out the hurricane. Let me go to Chris in Port St. Lucie. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
What's up, Rover?
Yo, what's happening?
pretty good down here in Florida. Came out of my house. Noticed all my fence has fallen down, unfortunately.
Well, we could send a fence reconstructor down there. Do you guys need that? We have the best here in our studio.
Well, great lines, Rover, because...
Okay, Chris, I have a few questions I need to ask you. First of all, what kind of fence do you have?
It's a wooden fence.
It's a wooden fence. Okay. So what I need you to do for me is I need all the measures. I need to know if it's a solid or a shadow box fence. I need you to provide me with some airfare and the ability to have myself and the materials be shipped down there. Then I'll see if I can't, and all the right tools, and yeah, maybe I could try to fix your fence for you.
All right, there you go. Sounds like a good deal, Chris.
Yeah,
you
could do all of that. Yeah. Airfare? Yeah,
figured,
hotel?
I think if he works Tuesdays and
Thursdays. I don't have the money to
plug
all the materials and tools down there.
You can fix
it'll take 3 days for me to get down there.
You can fix it. Probably take about 3.5 months for him to fix your fence every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he could come this Thursday or next Tuesday?
Well, if you can fly me and my tools and materials down there, then yeah. What kind of fence? What kind of wood do you want to use?
I think he could probably
pressure treated Ozark cedar, micro shades.
Probably make it down there tomorrow, right?
A little bit stronger, Jeffrey.
The airport may be closed, but you could probably just parachute right into his backyard there.
No, just like his dad. Just open up your wings and then just catch the wind gust.
Or just give me a C-130 and we can do a low-altitude parachute drop.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Rover, you guys dropped the ball.
On what?
You were supposed to ask Mom and Dad's her thought process on the Muslims.
Oh, that's right. Get her back on the phone. Yeah, let me ask her about that.
Yeah, get her back on the phone, man.
Yeah, the Muslims are going to kick down your door. I mean, even the most hysterical people on 9/11 back when it happened in 2001, even the most hysterical weren't thinking that the Muslims are going to start kicking down doors telling you to renounce your religion.
In the most rural of rural communities.
Right, they live out in the country. I mean, maybe that's where they start. They start there. They make you renounce your religion. They swell their ranks, and then they march on the big cities. I don't know. That's nuts. He's getting her back on the line here to ask about that. Dieter, where were you on 9/11?
Oh, I actually went. I went to the gym. That's the only guy. The manager was there and I was there and I was like, what is the big deal? And I was looking on the TV and they were just covered. And I thought a plane just hit, because I went early in the morning. I thought a plane just accidentally hit the first building.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. And then when the second plane hit, I was like, okay, this is something way different going on. But I was the only guy in the entire place. So I called my buddy up and he's like, I go, you're going to go to the gym with me today? He goes, no, turn the TV on. And I turned it on. I'm like, oh, it's just an accident. I go, I'm going. And then it got worse and
worse.
What
time did you go to the gym?
It was first thing in the morning, so around 8 o'clock. The first plane already hit, and then I left.
There is something on my... I am so grossed out right now.
What's going on?
Oh, my
what
God.
Happened?
Dieter, that is...
We're in the middle of a story.
Disgusting.
What is it?
I don't care.
It's just a random...
What is she
talking
about?
We're in the middle of talking about 9/11.
Remnants on my headphone wire... of something that happened on...
Oh, no.
There's a chunk.
Oh, no.
How is that on me? You cleaned this whole area. You cleaned this whole thing, dude.
Oh, my God.
Back to 9/11. So, anyway, it was a horrible day.
Man. That is... Dude, she's putting on some rubber gloves now, and...
There was a chunk in your hair? Where was it?
It's on my... And I thought I had everything.
I thought you took your headphones away. I don't even know...
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, then isn't that on you?
Yeah, because I thought you said you were going to get rid of those.
Where is this?
Yeah, I don't see the chunk.
I don't see a chunk.
Snitz, do you see it?
Do you see a chunk?
I don't see it.
Point to it.
I'm reading your email.
Yeah, your email is wide open there.
Oh, crap. Do you see it? Look at that, Dieter.
I don't see
chunk.
It.
Oh, right there. Put it by your
is
thumb,
is it a
douche?
Chunk of what you think it is?
It's just brown. That could be anything. It could be a snot.
Yeah.
It could be a booger.
Yeah.
It could be dried up coffee.
Oh, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a,
all right.
Oh,
I see. Hold on.
Could be something else.
Focus. Hold on.
It won't focus that closely.
Hurry up.
There it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. There is.
That's a
point
hefty,
to it.
That's a hefty
point
one.
Point to it, dude.
It's right by my thumb. Oh,
yeah, it's right. Coffee. Like two coils up above her thumb.
It's like a coffee bean.
That is disgusting.
Oh.
Mom and Nads is on the line.
Oh,
let me take a break. I'll ask her when we come back. Doogie, you do have the shizzy coming up, the news. We'll get to that in just a moment. And we'll figure out Mom and Nads' thought process on September 11th when she said that The Muslims are going to kick down your door and make you renounce your religion. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Get into it.
Doogie hasn't been laid in 5 years, despite being surrounded by giant d**ks every morning.
Bite me.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, the shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
We will give you the latest as far as Hurricane Irma and what's happening down south.
All right. Mama Nance is back on the line because on September 11th, she came in and told Nance that the Muslims were going to kick down their door and make them renounce their religion. Is that accurate, Mama Nance?
That's semi-accurate.
That's completely accurate.
First of all, I saw the whole thing. It was my day off. It was a horrific thing to see on television. What my gut told me as a Catholic and what I was taught and about my faith, my children both have tried to argue faith with me, and I've never, ever been able to stir my faith. What happened was, being non-Christian, that we were being attacked by non-Christians, I was taught that eventually, and who knows when, that there will be a time when you will be asked to renounce your Christianity. And if you do not renounce your Christianity, you will be killed immediately. Now we see what's going on today, all these years later, and look at how many Christians have been beheaded.
That's over there, not over here.
Yeah, but what was happening over here? We were under attack. We were under attack in the United States from a non-Christian entity. It was the beginning of what's happening. So who knows if it was going to start happening here then? It's progressed over there.
So you believed that they were going to kick in your door and make you renounce your religion?
All I told my children was, if you're ever asked to renounce your Christianity, you should never, ever renounce your Christianity.
I didn't have any Christianity to speak of at this point. And also, she was a lot more hysterical.
She was.
Yeah.
She's downplaying it now.
But to be fair...
How old were you, Jeffrey?
In 2011, I was 14.
Okay, so you're 14 years old, and I was, for one thing, as an adult, I had just witnessed a very horrific event. I was...
And did you believe millions of Muslims were headed this way to kick down doors in rural America?
No, not at the time. It was going to be a progression. It's a progression to this day. Look what's happening now. I just warned my children, they were of age to know, that this had been predicted and that your Christianity was never to be renounced.
Do you think God would be upset if you renounced your Christianity, but you cross your fingers, they let you live, and then you're like, ha-ha, I got it, I put one over on them, but you did indeed renounce your Christianity? But couldn't you immediately take it back? I mean, wouldn't he know that you didn't really mean it? You were just trying to survive?
Would God know?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so why would he be upset if you renounced your Christianity? If you didn't really mean it.
Yeah. I don't know, Rover. I haven't gone into it that intellectually before.
Mom.
But the whole thing stands for today.
What did she do, Neds, that morning?
Well, the thing is...
They were not home during the event.
My father's father was dying at the time, so he was in the hospital. My dad had the last flight into the airport before it all got shut down.
Uh-huh.
They were driving on the freeway, and there was guns and cops pointed at cars. So
That's
it was
true.
A crazy time. So my mom was hysterical. So she When she
first of all, I was, excuse me, but I was upset about Grandpa dying. I was upset as I was driving to the hospital with your father that they were pulling cars over, three or four cop cars pulling over pickup trucks and everything else with guns drawn and things like that. It was quite dramatic. It was not just what you saw on TV.
And then what did she come home and tell you, Nads?
The first second I opened the door, she says, "They're going to come to your house and make you renounce your religion."
First of all, I never said renounce your religion. You don't have religion now.
So well, I did. I did have some beliefs back then. Are you mad now that I have renounced my Christianity?
Oh, absolutely.
The Muslims won. They won. Look at that. He's renounced his Christianity.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, the Muslims don't like him either because he doesn't believe in Allah either.
Oh, so they'd still lop off his head.
Damn.
I don't know, Rover, who's going to get their heads lopped off. All I know is I'm a Christian. We were being attacked by non-Christians. I went back to what I was taught. I love the Catholic Church, and sometimes I don't like the Catholic Church. People have told me I'm the weirdest Catholic they've ever met.
But you really believed that they were going to kick down doors. And
Eventually, they are.
So eventually they, so you still believe this? So
I believe that many, many Christians across the world have been killed simply because they are Christians. Well, and you know this to be true. Now, Obama.
There probably have been a lot of Muslims killed just because they're Muslims, too. But
no.
Let's
go back. Do you see that all over the place?
Sure. We went in and we saved all the Muslims during the whole Bosnia situation, if you'll recall that.
Yes.
So there were people being killed then because they were Muslim.
I understand that. And that happens with every religion. But it's the Muslim religion is against Christianity. They're against the West. And eventually there may come a time when we're at war, Christian against non-Christian. That's what a jihad is.
And you now, believe that that's coming to America, that they are going to be kicking down doors in the United States of America?
I don't know if it'll even happen in my lifetime, Rover. But if you look at the way things are going, if you look at the way things are happening, you look at the weather changes, you see all this as very unusual. Strange things are happening.
Changes. Wait a second. What is that? Is that Allah? Is that God? Who's controlling the weather?
Well, you need to get back into reading about Revelations and reading the Bible that tells you about the changes that will occur before Christ comes again.
But don't you think that hurricanes have been happening for thousands of years? I mean,
of course they have, but it's certainly unusual to have two high category hurricanes right back to back. The weather in Cleveland has changed. The weather all over the world has changed. There is global warming. I'm not some freaky fanatic. I don't worry about it every day. But I do believe, and it may not be in my lifetime, that there are some general changes that have been predicted in the Bible that tell us that times are changing.
But any time, people always believe that. People believed that 50 years ago. People, when we're in the middle of the Vietnam War and an earthquake hits. Oh my God, it's the end times. People always believe that.
No, and I've been alive 56 years, Rover, and I've lived through, and I know I can see the differences that are coming and changing. I see the differences in people, differences in weather and things like that. So you can call me crazy if you'd like to. I didn't say it was going to happen in my lifetime.
How long are we away from the end times?
I have no idea, but we're getting closer.
All right. Mom and Nads, stay safe. Stay out of the hurricane. Stay out of the, hurricane today, the locusts tomorrow. It's the end of the world, Dieter.
Start raining frogs in the Bible.
I did not say it was the end of the world. tomorrow, Rover. You twist everything.
She sounds so frustrated with you, like defeated, you know?
Bar that door. you don't
leave her be.
You don't want Habib kicking the door down, asking you to renounce your religion in the villages.
Rover, I'd let a Muslim in my door before I'd let you in my door.
I believe that. Uh-huh. All right.
Hurricane Islam coming next.
All right. Mama Neds. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's crazy. Your mom's crazy, Dad.
She's a little crazy.
That's absolutely crazy. So she was more hysterical. She's now 16 years after the fact. She's downplaying her.
Well, again,
I mean, this was an imminent, they're going to come kick your door stuff.
Well, no, this was very circumstantial. Again, I repeat that. My grandfather was dying in the hospital. My dad had the last flight into Cleveland before they could go see him in the hospital. They were driving on the freeway. Cars were parked. Guns were drawn. She thought the end times were here.
Well, she thinks that now. Has there been a period where she doesn't think the end times are upon us? People always think it's the end of the world. Oh, my God, look at what's going on in the world. Ever since I was a little kid, people have been saying this.
And she might speak radically, but, I mean, she doesn't go to church very often. So it's not like...
I don't think you need to physically go
to church.
She's
not that worried about it. I mean, if you were that worried about it, wouldn't you be in church every day?
You can still be spiritual without going to church.
Here's Kirk Cameron explaining the whole thing. She always has to comment, right?
No, this is...
Again, once again.
I know this.
Once again, she always has to...
No.
Right. Yeah, it's... Oh,
this
has been...
Here's Kirk Cameron. Oh, this. Oh, yeah, I saw it. She always wants to... I mean, whatever clip it is.
It's a tiny one up, yeah.
I'm about to play. She always has to make some comment.
I won't one up you, Rover.
I'm not being one upped. It's just you don't have to tell
what
us.
Charlie
that you've seen everything. Here's a clip from the hurricane where saw it.
Play it.
Palm tree blown over. Saw it. Ooh, terrible.
Love it.
Saw it. Here he is explaining, kind of like Mama Nads, these hurricanes, and there is a complete, rational, reasonable explanation for these hurricanes, according to Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains. Isn't that the name of the show?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. He explains, he breaks it down for us.
How should we look at two giant hurricanes coming back to back like this? Should we just...
He's in the airport, by the way. He's in, I don't know where he is.
Orlando Airport.
He's in Orlando, and he was there... for some sort of Christian thing, and he's...
Award ceremony.
An award ceremony. They should give you an award just for showing up to that thing, because who would want to come? He's in the airport making a selfie video explaining the hurricane.
How should we look at two giant hurricanes coming back-to-back like this? Should we just... Do we write them off as coincidence? Do we write it off as a statistical anomaly? Wow. Who would have thought? Is it just Mother Nature in a bad mood? I don't know how you think about it, but I think it could be something much more than all of that. I'm going to look in here in God's Word and read to you from Job. In Job 37,
in the airport.
God says...
Yeah, he's just carrying around his Bible in the airport. I mean, he's never without his Bible.
He's at your gate.
Oh, man.
I want an autograph.
Job... he saturates clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning through them. They swirl about, turning around and around at his direction, accomplishing everything that he commands them over the surface of the inhabited world. He causes this to happen for punishment or to water his land and demonstrate his faithful love. One thing we know about hurricanes and all weather is that this is not Mother Nature in a bad mood. This is a spectacular display of God's immense power. And when he puts his power on display, it's never without reason. There's a purpose. And we may not always understand what that purpose is, but we know it's not random.
This is the most ridiculous thing. I mean, this guy should be ashamed of himself. Yeah, that's right. The hurricanes are God's secret warning to you. Why would God use a hurricane, by the way? Why wouldn't he just put a big sign up you know, a big glowing sign that comes down from the sky that says,
"That's his sign.
Repent." Whatever Kirk Cameron thinks God is angry about gay sex, you know, stop gay sex. Why wouldn't it just a big blinking light in the sky?
And we know that weather is sent to cause us to respond to God in humility, awe, and repentance. Again, there's not a random molecule in the universe, I believe, but that God is the Lord of the wind and the waves. Yeah. And what this should be doing for all of us is causing us to remember that it's God who supplies our life, breath, and everything else so that you and I would reach out to him. So think about that. Maybe share that.
Yeah, I'll think about that, Kirk. This guy is a Looney Tune. I mean, so every natural disaster is God's wrath. So when a six-month-old baby is killed by a tornado, that's God being angry with someone.
I think there are tests that happen. I mean, I'm not the Dieter of the group, the Christian.
You say you're Christian, douche. Don't say you're not.
I believe that he doesn't give you more than you can't handle. And you don't think the older you get.
What about somebody that dies?
I understand that.
Yeah, gave those people more than they could handle. You know what
you mean? No, it was their time, I think. But you don't get closer to God.
Does he plan all this?
As you get older?
But I thought you have free will and you're allowed to do whatever you want. That's my, like, you're allowed to go and make all the mistakes you want because the ultimate punishment is hell. What right. So why would he kill you ever? Why wouldn't he just let you do whatever?
What if an African-American running away from a police officer gets shot in the back? Was it his time?
I think everything happens for a reason. I
what
do.
Does that mean?
I think.
What's the reason?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's just people wanting to make sense of things that you can't make sense of. There is no reason for things.
And again,
that doesn't make sense, Rover.
That kind of doesn't.
Yeah, that's just a cop out. Oh, there's no reason for something. There should be an answer to everything. You don't have an answer.
Well, sure. There's a reason hurricanes happen, and I believe that scientists have explained that.
What, two like this back-to-back? It's never happened before.
Oh, that's nonsense. Two hurricanes have hit back-to-back before.
Like this magnitude? I heard the weatherman say no. This hasn't happened before.
Well, I heard the weatherman say a lot of stuff. They really tried to pump up whatever is happening now to make it seem over-dramatic. Should have seen the disappointment on their faces as this hurricane hit Cuba and weakened, and they're like, oh, they were so bummed out. They're like,
it was bad.
They were going, it's a category three, but it's a really bad
it's a,
ooh, three.
It's a bad category three. Don't
they
underestimate.
Were
I might even say three.
Were. Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, they weren't.
Yes, they
I heard
were.
Him say that they did. Line.
Yes, douche. They were despondent. They were,
no.
All these reporters were down there just waiting for, this is the big one. This is my moneymaker. Here we go.
It was
and then
huge.
Shifted and it hit Naples instead of Miami.
Yeah, they didn't like that either. Ooh, Naples. Ooh, that's not as sexy as hitting Miami with all the people here.
And they were mad when they would show, they're freaking out outside, and then you'd see a normal person just walk down the street, and they're like, I don't know what this person's walking down the street for. And you could tell that it just wasn't as bad
as they were trying to.
Oh, you guys,
no,
it was terrible.
Bad, don't get me
not
wrong.
Not as much as they wanted it to be.
These reporters were disappointed.
Disagree
make
with
no
you.
Mistake. No. You can disagree all you want, but make no mistake about it. They were there hoping to see the worst carnage ever on record. And when it hit Cuba and weakened, you could see it on their face. They were so disappointed.
So full of it.
Does anyone disagree with me?
No, I watched it all weekend. I mean, that was just on the TV all weekend. Anytime I'd look at the TV, it was on. And
why
is that weird?
I can't believe you can do that.
I'm not saying I was sitting there watching. I'm saying it was on the TV anytime I'm in the room. Just look over at it. Well, is it destroyed yet? And they were like that. They were totally disappointed that it wasn't
as bad. And they would be, it's terrible. Just stay inside. And then there's a family of five walking in the background with their little kids. And, you should get out of here. This is very dangerous. They're like, it's like... Saturday morning. This wasn't even hitting for another 24 hours.
It was hitting. It was bad.
I'm just saying
terrible.
they were disappointed. Jenny, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
Cameron's a moron.
Yes, he is a moron. I mean, that's just such a ridiculous assessment.
But not to the same reason, but not for the same reason. I respect the fact that it sounds like you're atheist. Mm-hmm. I believe in God, but God is not a spoiled child. He doesn't throw temper tantrums because nobody's paying attention. He doesn't send death and destruction to send a sign. I hate that word. If you believe in God, God loves you. He's got all the patience in the world for you to come to him or not. He gave you free choice.
Unless a hurricane hits you and whacks you over the head and kills you, then you don't have any free choice. You're killed by the hurricane, the wrath of God.
You know, the book of Job, that's a great example. This is how people explained weather before we had radar. Now we know why weather happens. It's not just God being pissy about something.
Well, I agree with you. We do know. And Kirk Cameron is trying to say that that's not what's happening, that God is just angry with us. And what should we make of it? Two hurricanes have hit in hurricane seasons before. Let's not get overdramatic about it. Sarah, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, Rover. Hi. I've listened to you for over 10 years now. I love you, but sometimes I love to hate you. You can be so disrespectful to people. Everybody is able to have their own beliefs and whatever they want to think, but you're just being so rude to Christians in general. Like, Nat's mom, Nat's, how can you even let him talk to your mom? And she is able to have her own beliefs.
Sarah, shame on you, Rover.
Sarah, wait a second. Nance's mom believed that Muslims were going to kick down people's front doors and make them renounce religion. I mean, what do you mean?
She bought a bucket of lamb's blood and we were painting
a cross
on it.
Should I not say that's silly?
Okay, so
you can have whatever belief you want, but some beliefs are dumber than others. That's a dumb one.
Right, but everybody is able to have their own beliefs, and you're just straight up disrespecting every Christian. You know, look at the love that came out of Hurricane Harvey. No matter what the cause is, yes, weather is caused because it happens, but look at the love that came from it. You see so much hate in this world, so much hate. People are pieces of crap nowadays. They're just so mean to one another.
I just saw a city council meeting where they were yelling, hundreds of people were yelling at the city for releasing, opening up that water and flooding neighborhoods. There's so much love. You're right.
Right. But you learn from your mistakes, but you're handling emergency situations. And yes, good things happen, bad things happen. But I see the love, the donations, the support, the welcoming people in. Sure, you see the hate come out of people. Like, what was that preacher's name? Osteen or whatever. He's a tool. But at least he opened his church. People see the truth. People see the truth in that.
So you believe the end times are upon us as well?
Ugh.
I think that the world is turning to crap. I think that you see more and more evil every day, and it breaks my heart. So I think that it's coming in time. Yeah, I do think God is going to come again. God did say he would never flood the earth again, so that's not going to happen, and I have faith in that.
Now,
I think
the end times are near
again.
More than, well, let's say, World War II, when the entire world is at war, death and destruction, millions upon millions of death. Nuclear bombs dropped. We're closer to the end times now. This is more precarious of a situation than World War II.
I agree with Nance's mom. We have no idea when he is going to come again. But do I believe that he will come again? Absolutely.
All right.
I think that the world is turning to crap. Like, look how many heroin overdoses. What's happening?
But again, the world is crappier now than in World War II?
I think that it's getting much worse. The hate upon one another, it's just evil.
But Rover's right. Why doesn't he just poke his head out through the clouds and be like, yo, I'm real, believe in me, everybody love each other?
Because then everybody would believe in him then.
Right.
That's what he wants. Yeah, why is he sending hurricanes to make you believe? And you're like, is that related to God or not? Like, huh? Why?
Because then
you have a question.
Is
that a maximum occupancy in heaven?
Yeah, you're not going. Neither are you. Neither are you.
It's too easy. That's why. It's too easy. Rather make things mysterious.
If that's what he wants, why murder a bunch of innocent people?
It's free will. People have choice. Those are bad people. They're obviously going to burn in hell. Like,
so anyone killed in a hurricane is a bad person?
No, I'm not saying that at all. That's a terrible situation. That's heartbreaking. We don't know why things happen. You just have to have faith that they're going to be safe in heaven and live a glorious life.
Amen, all right. Sister. All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Let me take a break. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie is finally going to get an HIV test. From the looks of him, we're feeling pretty positive about the results. That's back to Rover's Morning Glory.
It's hovering in there already. Yes, Jeffrey. What is
it? I got one. It just entered my mind. You know, I was waiting the last time to pipe in. You remember when we had that Congresswoman Susanna Tanis on the air, and she was talking about the reason why we're having all the crazy weather is because of God saying that we're all sinners because of gay sex and whatever you want to call her.
Yeah, you should go to roverradio.com. I'm sure that we have that interview up. It was a politician, an aspiring politician, my interview with her. Where she told me that at that time it was cold weather. It was the polar vortex, if you'll recall, that hit most of the United States, northern United States. Cold, cold weather. And she said to me that that was because of butt sex.
Oh.
God was angry at butt sex. Therefore, he was hitting us with the polar vortex. Tyler in Grand Rapids, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tyler.
Hi. This whole thing, when you're talking about Kirk Cameron, what he said, it reminds me so much of the Westboro Baptist Church and their whole psycho ideology that God punishes us for anything and everything we do. And I think what a lot of people fail to realize is that science has actually been proven by hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and these people are kind of like stuck living in the past that saying God is controlling anything and everything, and in my personal opinion, God does not control one bit of that.
It really made me think about, as this hurricane is on the, thank you, Tyler, on the coast of Florida on Thursday, it's beautiful weather, sunny, you could be at the beach if you wanted. And you had no idea of the impending doom that was headed your way if we didn't have radar and all of that. You know, if we didn't know. And it really shows you that that was the logical explanation for things back in the day. You would have no other way to explain. You go, wow, it was so nice here yesterday. And then a hurricane rolled through today. What happened? That must be God's wrath, right?
Yeah, like, what did you do wrong to cause this?
Yeah. That was your only explanation for things back in the day.
There's no other signs?
What do you mean?
What about a sailor, that red sky at night, sailor's delight, that saying? They were already seeing stuff then.
What saying?
Clear sky. That's only half the saying. What's the other half?
Isn't that gray sky at night? Beware of flight? I don't know it offhand, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
But still, they back in the
that
old,
was a sign. Robert,
in
you're
the old
like
times,
you never had a way of knowing what something's
you
coming.
Didn't.
But
you
right
didn't.
There, there was one. Right there, when they saw pink sky at night, red sky at night, sailor
okay.
take flight.
So, as a sailor, then would have some advance notice if they're out on the ocean. What about the people on the land?
Well, they had something too.
I think
you're not an idiot. Over time, you would start to look at weather and know when it's getting bad or worse. Something. I don't think you would just be on the beach every day and then boom, there was a storm.
So you're just proving
exactly
that science exists.
No, Snitz, I'm not.
No, you're proving that they believed all these crazy things before, like, you know, it's just sent down for their own reasons, whatever. Now then they became with science, they got weather vanes and all this other stuff to predict it later. That's what you just said.
No, I'm saying it. You don't need any of that crap. You would just know over time just by looking at the sky when the weather was coming or not, like the red sky at night.
That's science, dude.
No, it's not. Science came up with that saying, Snitz, gray sky at night. Sailor's delight. Let me look it up so I can get
it's
the dance.
Red skies at night,
sailor's
delight.
Okay.
Red sky in the morn, sailors be warned.
Perfect.
I believe.
Yes. Look at that. And that was a scientific saying, Snitz.
Yes, because it's based on the reddish glow of the morning or evening sky that caused by haze or clouds related to storms in the region.
Uh-huh. Which you had to look up to read.
Science.
Well. I hope that everyone is, as daylight now comes, I hope that everyone is okay. And
is it over? I mean, the worst of it down there? Is that what they're saying?
The worst of it is over, but okay. Still parts are, you know.
7 million without power right now. And then they're assessing the damage as the sunlight gives them a better picture.
Yeah.
Last I read, it's been downgraded to a Category 1, and it still has the potential to do some serious damage in Georgia.
You said one
like
is
southern
nothing.
Georgia.
One is nothing, right?
It's not true.
You don't know that. You don't know what a Category 1
that,
has.
You said that, I thought.
Yeah, but it still has the potential to do some serious damage.
My mother told me, I don't know if this really happened, but she said that she was watching the news on one of the channels, and they tied the reporter to a pillar with a rope so he could report on it.
I don't doubt that. I was watching the Weather Channel all weekend.
Yeah.
And it was crazy to see these guys putting their life
in
harm's way.
For the ratings.
First of all, it's very annoying when I see these guys out there telling you how dangerous it is. Don't go outside. And yet they're outside. It's not like they have any special training. You're a reporter for MSNBC.
No,
you know?
They do.
They
the
don't
Weather
have
Channel.
Any
special
training.
The like, weather, how can you beat the wind better than I can beat the wind?
The Weather Channel, the guy that I was watching was stationed in Naples, so that was like Marco Island was the second hit. The guy I was reporting, he'd been doing it for years, and he worked out so they could have the quads to stand in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you see the one guy holding up the wind?
Yeah, Rover, you have this video. This is good. This guy gets out of the car, and he's trying to test. I don't know who this guy is. I don't think he's with any company. I think he's a storm tracker himself, and he wants to get a wind reading.
Okay.
So he hops out of his car. He's got a paintball mask on.
What kind of mask is that?
It's a paintball mask.
Oh, is that
and
what
just
it is?
The wind is just kicking his ass.
He can't even stand.
It's crazy.
That's sweet, actually.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, he's just holding it. I think this is only 100 mile an hour wind.
No way. It's got to be higher than that.
Does he show the gauge?
No, it just kind of ends there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah,
that's
we want to see
point.
The gauge.
Show.
I'm sorry, that's the video.
I'm blaming that guy. Why doesn't he show his record?
What is the wind gauge that I'm holding in that wind? Show me.
So on Friday, and I have to ask because Dieter didn't reply to me all weekend. I have to ask with this, with people not having any supplies or things that happened on Friday's show, we did the life straw. And is everyone feeling okay? Because there were different samples that were tested and taken care of.
There was Charlie and
Anthony.
They
Mads.
Were drinking one specimen, and Dieter, so to speak, was drinking specimen number two.
A second specimen.
Second specimen.
And this is a life straw that allows you to drink.
It's like a filtered thing, and you suck through it and
you
Dieter
can survive.
That's disgusting. Dieter, did you feel any ill effects or repercussions of that?
It really wasn't that bad, but I had the worst gas probably of my entire life over the weekend.
Really?
And I have to tie it to that. I mean, there's no other reason. I don't know if it was the air sucking or what it was, but a little bit of cramping Friday, but not a big deal. But then the rest of the weekend, a lot of gas was produced.
And did you feel any effects, Charlie?
I was totally fine, no.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, 100% fine.
So that would save your life.
I had the worst stomach bug I've had in a long time yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's actually related to the specimen that I consumed.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was when Dieter came into the phone screening room and was waving his terrible towel.
Terrible bowel.
Yeah.
Fanning it at
and
you?
And spreading all kinds of different things.
Flakes all over?
Lots of flakes, yeah.
But Charlie didn't get it. It just maybe one landed on you?
Yeah, there was possible microscopic something that landed into my system that really caused me some issues yesterday.
There is a guy I saw like a week ago. Is this a believable story? He's 28 years old. His name is Matthew Phelps. Apparently, he wanted to be a minister. He killed his wife, apparently, and he claims that he did it in his sleep. He says that he was asleep. He woke up. He had a dream that he had murdered his wife, or he had some sort of bad dream, and he woke up and turned on the lights, and there she was, dead on the floor, and he's now covered in blood, and there's a bloody knife, and He says he has no recollection of this. He said he took some coricidin cough and cold, whatever that is.
Medicine? Or syrup?
Yep. It's medicine. And he says that he took that before he went to bed, and it must have knocked him out. He did something crazy in his sleep. Is that possible? Is that believable?
That scares me. I think so. If you take that stuff, doesn't it mess with your mind?
What kind of cold medicine was it?
Coricidin.
Okay.
Have you heard of this before?
Oh, yeah. Triple C's. You can trip on this stuff.
Coricidin, cough, and cold. C, C, and C.
Oh, triple C's. Oh, yeah. Kids would go in high school and buy this stuff and trip their ass off.
Oh, I remember, yeah. An ambulance had to show up once at my school because a kid took a bunch of triple C's, and I didn't really know what it was. But, yeah. So I don't know what happened.
I've never even heard of this stuff.
Is this locked up now? You can't get it.
It used to not be, but I guarantee it is now.
So, do you believe that this guy, it's possible that he could kill his wife in his sleep?
If he did, I guarantee that he overdosed on purpose to probably trip.
Or did he just accidentally take too much, you're feeling bad, and you wake up and you just did it. You did it in your dream.
I don't know. Here's a photo of the guy. He's a
you ever wake up
good looking wife. She's a pretty pretty woman. Yeah,
and wasn't he just married to her? Wasn't this a fresh marriage? It wasn't like a 20-year marriage. They hate each other.
I don't know. He's 28. I don't know how old she is. I don't know how long they've been married. Was it a rather newer
I thought
marriage?
So.
And did he went to court, right? Did they allow this to move forward, did you say?
Well, yeah, they arrested him. They charged him.
No, but did they say that is that he can they can move forward with this case?
Well, yeah, it just happened a week ago.
No, I know, but I mean, okay.
What do you mean if they're going to move? No, they're just, they decided, forget it. Oh, he took the cold medicine? Yeah, that's no further investigation here. What do you mean if they can move forward with it?
You have his 911 call.
Oh, I got to hear it.
Where is that? Is that?
I sent you everywhere through your messaging.
Okay. Give me a second here. Yeah, he called 911, and he's like, I don't know.
Is this the same as robo-tripping from Robitussin?
Is that Robitussin?
Very similar. I guess it's all the same ingredient.
Same active ingredient, probably. Yeah. Here is his 911 call.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Patuxent Drive.
Tell me exactly what happened.
I think I killed my wife.
What do you mean by that? What happened?
I had a dream. And then I turn on the lights and she's dead on the floor.
I
have blood all over me and there's a bloody knife on the bed. And I think I did it.
Okay. Stay on the phone with me. I'm getting her ambulance, okay?
I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
Is this slowed down so they sound like this?
Everyone I looked, every version of this I found sound like this. I don't know if the recording is weird, but yeah, it does definitely sound.
Yeah, they both sound. Hello.
When did you wake up to find this?
I don't need to know what time it is.
All right, stay on the phone with me, sir. I just got to ask you a few questions, okay? I'm getting some help to you. Are you with the patient now?
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay. All right. How old is the patient? How's your?
She's 29.
Okay. Is she awake at all right now? What makes you think she's dead? Is she awake?
She's not breathing.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, laughing okay, going on in the background.
Beyond any help?
I don't know. I'm too scared to get too close to her.
Okay, just stay on the phone with me, sir. I'm here with you.
I'm so scared.
All right, I've already sent the paramedics to help.
Does that even make sense? Like you're so scared. If you loved this woman, wouldn't you try to revive her no matter what?
You would think, but if you watch a lot of scary movies, Rover, what always happens with the dead body? That would grab you.
Turns into a ghost.
Okay. Well, no, they just come up.
No, I understand. Like if I could see if I came home. And you open up the door and, hey, you know, B2, where are you? She doesn't respond. And you come around a corner and you see her, you know, bloody and dead on the floor. I could understand being scared then because you don't know who did this. Are they still in the house? Are they going to jump out of the closet and get you or whatever?
Oh, but this guy didn't do that. This guy was just...
He's covered in blood, so he knows. He says, I'm covered in blood. The knife is on the bed. I think I did this. What would he be scared of if he was...
Somebody in the house and they did it while he was passed out on...
No, he knows that. He says, I think I did this. Why would you be scared? If your wife is... Well,
you're just scared. I don't know. You're just scared.
Dead body?
To see her up close, the damage.
And scared for your life if you were going to go to prison?
If you were that in love with the woman, your wife, and they go, can you go over there and see what's... Oh, I'm too scared to get close to the body.
I wouldn't.
I think that you would be despondent. Well, you'd throw yourself on her crying, right? You would. I don't know.
I think you wake up and you realize, like, she's really dead. I mean, there's no bringing her back. Like, who knows? Her head could be chopped off. And you're like, okay,
really? There's such thing as really dead?
I mean, like, look at it. You just know this person's dead. And there's no bringing them back. There's no, like, question about it. Their head's chopped off.
And they were married less than a year.
And he wanted to be a minister, right?
Right. So everything kind of points to he's not a bad guy.
By the way, I saw there was this guy's name is Matthew Phelps. I think he's 29 years old. So is she. I saw an article where they said that he had disturbing and dark messages on his Instagram page. And one of the quotes was, I can't get out of bed. There is evil in my head. Just let me be. That's from a Korn song. And so just posting lyrics to a Korn song, does that make you
crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of.
But you could go through anyone's Facebook page or Instagram post.
I've never once on my Instagram post put a lyric of a song.
Okay, but you're not in your 20s either. So I don't find that to be unusual or an ominous
How
sign.
Soon was it posted before? Do you know that info?
That I don't know. I mean, if it was 10 minutes, maybe, but...
Anyone
normally
here?
When these things go, they go back and they scour your social media. It could have been 2 years ago.
Have you ever posted a song lyric? Anyone,
no, but
Charlie?
I'm not lame.
Sure, when I was 16, probably.
I think Nance has done it since he's been on the show.
I guarantee Nance.
He's done it. Do you remember he broke up with a girl and didn't he post? Remember that?
I guarantee.
Guarantee it wasn't a song lyric.
Alanis Morissette.
Dashboard Confessional. I can already see how this plays out.
Remember, lame. He was. I remember this. If he wasn't texting it to someone, he was posting it. It was song lyrics.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
You're completely wrong. I've grown out of that stage.
But you used to do it
6 months ago.
No, I was when I was a teenager on MySpace and stuff. I'd post Panic at the Disco or something.
So you're telling me you have not, while you've worked on this show, sent song lyrics back and forth with a girl?
No, unless it's like Go Hard in the Paint, like by Gucci Mane.
I don't believe for one second that he hasn't. It's Waka Flocka, by the way. But right. I don't think for one second that he hasn't at least... I can tell Nance's moves. I bet this is how he gets chicks in. Like, he sends out some deep lyrics or whatever.
Unless I'm thinking of another member of the show.
Well, the other guy,
past member.
He totally did that all the time, yeah. And I actually think Nance and Rob, our old producer, used to send emotional lyrics to each other.
Just two guys sending lyrics to one another.
I would admit if I had any recollection of sending a song lyric. This is a good jam, though.
Sounds like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Shannon in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shannon.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
What's happening?
You tell me.
Those triple C's.
Triple C's?
Right?
Yes.
The kids are still doing those these days.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Are you?
No, I'm way too old for that. But I have children that have done them, yeah. It was a sad thing to realize that these kids are taking some cough medicine to quote-unquote, trip their balls off.
How much of this do you have to drink? Like half a bottle or something?
Well, these were pills that I remember. Oh, they're tablets.
They're pills. For sure, two of my kids have done it, and one of them, he's 22 now, but he told me that he took like 21 of the pills. I mean, they're taking a lot of pills.
Put that kid into rehab. Don't let him out of your sight.
No, it's crazy what they're doing these days. But a couple of you said that you did them when you were kids or teenagers. How long ago was that? Like, I didn't know that it was, that you could take those, or that was going on for.
I remember in, 2001, 2002 around.
Yeah, 15 years ago?
Yeah, I remember some kid took, 100 or something. I didn't even know what they were. 100 triple Cs, and then an ambulance had to come pick them up. Huh?
So people have been doing them for, 15 years.
Probably longer than that.
At least. All right, thank you, Shannon.
They are.
You guys buying this, though, that the guy... Is it possible? You guys have taken this?
I think... Well, I've never taken it. No, but I think it's totally possible to commit some sort of crime in your sleep. I sleepwalk. I don't know what I'm doing. I usually just go to the bathroom in weird places.
This guy also has posts saying that he does have sleep problems, sleep issues, that he... ever since I was a little kid, I've had strong activity with my dreams, nightmares, night terrors, sleepwalking, hallucinations, and controlled dreams have all filled my life so far. He wrote on his Tumblr page. Now, that must be a while ago because people don't really use Tumblr anymore. And so I would say maybe it is possible that this guy, they still have to fry him if...
Well, it's not safe to be out in public if every time he goes to sleep, he's going to murder somebody, whether he was asleep or not.
That is true.
Doogie, we didn't get to a shizzy the last hour.
Yes, sir.
So let's supersize your shizzy right after this. We'll get to the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Think your dreams are unattainable?
Just remember that these guys are paid broadcasters.
Speaking out of context,
Commander what?
Ants Chief. Both.
Intensity to find him.
Can anyone follow this news broadcast?
Yeah. Oh, lure.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I will do an extended newscast here because we didn't do one last hour, so we have a lot to update with Hurricane Irma. Also, a sad story about a country star that ended up dying over the weekend. I'll give you that story as well.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. We're going to be leaving on Friday to head to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. It's going to take us a while to get out there. This will be the longest trip aboard Rolling Glory 1.
Are you nervous about that?
Well, I've been... I know people think I'm nuts, but we're still not 100% done with everything on the bus, but I spent a lot of time. It took about 4 days to troubleshoot one particular thing. Oh, I was cursing. I think I got it resolved last night. And then I got off the bus and I go to lock it up. And the little keypad on the door doesn't lock, doesn't work. I go, what's going on? So I go back in there, fiddling around with things. And I try to start the bus up. No, doesn't work. Battery is dead. just one thing.
Oh, so
after
you were
another.
Working on it with just the battery power for days?
No, it's plugged in. It's plugged in.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I don't know how it died. I don't even know what you have to do to fix this, you know. It's got some sort of weird, 424-volt battery. I don't know what the hell it has. I don't know.
How
I don't even know
this
how
happen?
This... I don't know. It's just... transportation and me do not mix. Whether it's a bus or a boat or whatever. Yes, Jeffrey. What is it?
Well, I was going to ask you this. I mean, like I said, I'm not a bus mechanic, but I thought I'd ask you this. Now, the bus has three alternators on it. But when the bus is parked in the storage unit, doesn't it have like an external like thing you just plug the bus in to keep the battery charged when you're working on it?
Well, it has external power that is plugged in all the time. Powers everything. I don't know what the starter batteries. I don't know what's going on with them. Maybe they just needed to be replaced. I don't know.
Already?
I don't know. Who knows?
Better that it's happening. Thank God you're leaving on Friday. Better that it's happening now, because
how do I even get that fixed? Do people come out? Just jump it, man.
No,
yeah, but even if you jump it, then you have to fix it.
I agree with Dieter. No,
jump it,
but it's different. It's 24 volts, not 12 volts.
I jump it.
Oh, you just jump it.
Drive it around a bit so the alternator recharges the battery.
That guy just bought a moped.
He's the last. And I was able to jump my moped. So I was able to do it.
I think jumping a bus might be a little more difficult than just doing it with a standard automobile.
Get the cables out. I'll back my scooter right up to the bus.
Same level.
Scooter blows out.
That would be embarrassing. Your little scooter jumping a big ass bus. That would be kind of embarrassing in a way.
Why don't we get a little thing we could, like a tow bar sort of thing, a bike rack? We could put your scooter on that.
I would love that. And, I seriously would.
Remember those fans that came here a couple weeks ago? We all chugged a beer down there with them, and yeah, Jeffrey went there
in the RV.
Camper. He actually had a scooter, no lie, attached to the back of his trailer. I go, that's perfect. So we say, wherever we go, I could just take the scooter off and we could transport around town. That's actually a great idea.
So you would enjoy it if we had a 1986 Honda Elite scooter.
That would look awesome.
Right, that's what on the back of Royal Charlie Royal. Going around town and people throwing rocks at him.
Dieter likes my scooter, in all honesty. He came to me, he's like, so wait, you really got this? You're really going to get your motorcycle license? And I'm like, yeah. I think he wants to ride with me.
Well, I'll be far ahead, but I want to witness this. This is going to be so great. And I'll try it. I want to see how fast this thing can go.
Did you get your motorcycle license?
I did. I passed
you
it.
Passed?
Well, no, I got my temps, which are basically you're not allowed on the highway. You can't have a passenger, and you can't drive at night. All three of those things I don't want to do anyway. So, yeah, I can drive it in the daytime now.
And how long does this convert to a regular motorcycle license?
Somehow, you got to take the actual driver test, which Dieter was explaining to me is very complicated. It's pretty hard. Like, you have to wheel it around in a parking spot and go through cones and everything. My speedometer doesn't work, so I don't think I could take it to the driver, to the testing place, because I think it would fail. Because the speedometer doesn't work, but yeah, I could drive it right now.
How does one fix the speedometer?
Oh, who knows?
Maybe we could get all of your service done, all the bus service done. We could get some sort of combine it, get a discount.
A 2-for-1 special?
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you to pass your test?
Well, so I didn't want to read the book. The book to pass the test was 82 pages, and I'm not going to read that. So I took a practice test, and I failed. And I went, this isn't good. But I learned a lot from the practice test. So on my way out to the actual testing place, I had my girlfriend read to me another practice test so that I could practice on my way out there. Walked in, passed it, flying colors. Pretty easy stuff, in all honesty. I mean, at one point, it just showed a sign of a bike crossing sign with a bicycle on it. And they go, what is this? Is this for a railroad crossing or bikes? And I was like, how would you not know this? And so I passed it. I'm actually surprised I'm legally allowed to drive this thing right now. I don't know what I'm doing out there. I have no clue what's going on. It's scary out on the road because I'm this little tiny scooter. Nobody sees me. I almost got hit already.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people do not see you on a smaller...
What kind of... Does it have a horn? Like, meep, meep?
Yeah, it's got a real lame horn. It's exactly like that. It's... And like a motorcycle, people can hear because it's loud and, you know, it sounds like a Harley or whatever. This, nobody hears this. I'm just sitting there. And some guy tried passing me because I'm going so slow. I'm going real slow out there. I don't know what I'm doing. So some guy tried passing me right in front of my house. Like, he passed me. I was about to turn left. I almost turned left right into him because he's such an a-hole trying to pass me. And that was really scary.
Did you honk at him?
Yeah, I honked.
I was like, hello.
He laughed.
Yeah. So it's been fun. I got insurance on it. It was $50 a year.
That's a hit.
And that's not even the lowest I could go. I could have went $36 a year for the insurance. So it's cool. We got it.
All right. Well, it's
It's been fun out there.
He's now with you, Dieter. You have a Harley. He has a
part of the
Honda
club.
Elite. Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna put mine in for storage, I think, soon.
Dieter, if here's a quick quiz: if your motorcycle is not equipped with a windshield, you must do one of the following: avoid carrying passengers, wear safety goggles or a face shield, drive only on paved roads, or get your motorcycle equipped with a windshield before you ride it.
Glasses.
All right, that's correct.
Because I got pulled over for that.
Oh, that's right. You remember that?
I do.
It was at night, and all I had was sunglasses, right? So I'm riding my bike, and I go, I cannot see with sunglasses on. So I take my sunglasses off. Immediately, a cop comes behind me. He was just waiting there. I go, oh, maybe he's a fan of the show. Lights me up, pulls me over. And I'm like, what? Why'd you pull me over? And he goes, you have no eyewear on. So not even thinking back how dumb it was, I stuck my hand in my hoodie and just pulled out a big black thing. I mean, it could have been anything, right? Uh-huh. I mean, it could have been a gun. I didn't think how stupid it was. I go, no, I got my sunglasses right here. And he's like, whoa. He's like, oh, okay, you got your glasses. He's like, I'll give you a warning, but you got to wear them at night. But he was afraid when I took out that thing.
You always have to have eye protection on?
Yeah, because if a rock kicks up, hits you in the eye, it'll blind you, which is actually, I wasn't even thinking of that. So if you do wear them at night, you can get clear, you know, safety glasses to wear.
Are my glasses, do my glasses count as eye protection?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I've been riding, I don't have anything.
Won't that count? I mean, what's he supposed to wear on top of his safety glasses on top of his goggles?
Because I also need the glasses to see.
Oh, those rec specs, you know, those athletes wear
those. But
the James Worthy goggles,
All those guys in the hurricane, all those reporters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had helmets on, ski goggles. Oh, yeah. It was getting to the point of being ridiculous, actually. All right, in which of these situations would you use the engine cutoff switch, Dieter? When your throttle is stuck? When you need to avoid slipping on slippery surfaces, when being followed by a tailgater, or when you need to stop quickly.
If someone's riding my ass, I'm killing the switch. Let them hit me, then I sue them.
That's it? You see, you'd use your engine kill switch when being followed by a tailgater?
Yeah, you want to mess with me? Let's do it.
All right. No, that's incorrect. When your throttle is stuck.
Whoops.
All right, tell me this one.
Who got that?
The most likely place for a collision is where? A school zone, a residential area, a multi-lane highway, or an intersection?
Ooh, it's going to be residential or intersection?
I would say highway.
I'm saying highway.
No, highway, no. Because you're just going straight. It's residential. Cars will just pull right out, and they don't see you coming. That happened to me so many times. But again, an intersection, is it a four-way stop? Is it a stoplight? Oh, if I had to pick, oh, man. Residential.
Residential?
I'm saying highway.
Me too.
You say highway?
My second pick is intersection.
It is intersection.
I knew it.
Wow. Why didn't you pick it if you know?
I know, because my gut said, you know, Regis Philbin said, go with your first inkling.
Regis Philbin.
All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yo.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, before we get to Hurricane Irma, let's go into today's date in history. 16 years ago, 2001, 8:46 a.m. and 9:03 a.m. That's when two hijacked planes were crashed into the World Trade Center. So this is the day of remembrance. This is the first time that President Trump also will have to deal with this type of going back in memory and all of that and doing all of the things that you do.
I'm sure he'll have very eloquent words to mark this occasion.
Very, very bad.
Terrible. Terrible thing.
Done by bad dudes.
Sad.
Sad. Very sad.
The president and first lady, they plan to observe a moment of silence at the White House in remembrance of the nearly 3,000 people that were killed when the hijackers flew the jets into the World Trade Center. Yes, sir.
I used to watch, you know, Meet the Press when Tim Russert used to host it. And I think that one time they had on the Taliban foreign minister to Pakistan. And Tim Russert just comes right out of the gate and says, some 3,000 people from across 80 countries died in the World Trade Center, you know, on the events of 9/11. And he asked him how, what was his reaction or what do you have to say about it? He just like was like, this guy's just like really completely stone faced. Like it's almost like in the back of his mind he was glad it happened. But no, I was ready. I almost wanted to put a gun to the TV just because of that.
You're gonna kill him.
No, I mean, I probably wanted to shoot my TV because this guy had no answer for him.
Fascinating story from Mr. Jeffrey LaRocque.
Was that the craziest day that you've ever seen?
9/11?
What can top that?
Yeah, I would say it must be.
Yeah.
The fright of, we're going to get attacked here. I've never seen that before. And are they going to do another plane?
I mean, we didn't know. Well, you also didn't know. Okay, so the plane attacks had stopped by, you know, later in the day. Does that mean, is there another wave? Are truck bombs coming tomorrow?
Right. Who are these people? Are they all over? They were planning this attack?
Sure.
And now they're just going to invade? I remember that. Man, that gut feeling of, I mean, I was so angry.
Right. Oh, man, flying into New York after the fact, I would be angry every time you see the remnants of the World Trade Center and the empty holes there. You just want to go strangle someone, right?
Yeah.
I thought Muslims were coming to my door.
Kicking the door down, making you renounce your religion.
And then remember, Mohammed Atta was the lead hijacker, and there was a guy that's currently in the ADX facility in Colorado, Zacharias Massawi. He was one of the masterminds of 9/11.
Well, I don't know if he was a mastermind. He was, wasn't he the 20th one of the masterminds. Hijacker? He was, I think, supposed to be another hijacker, and I don't remember all the details, but I don't know as if he were a mastermind. Go on.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Irma to a tropical storm this morning. So we saw a terrifying weekend, devastation all over the place. I was afraid because when they're tracking the storm, we at first thought on Friday show that the storm was going to go up central Florida.
No, we thought it was going on the east or right up.
No, we were here and we saw the track. It was going right up the middle. First it was the east, but when we were broadcasting, it was up the middle. And then it took a turn and it went to the west side of the state. I was thinking, what if it gets into that warm water between Cuba and the Keys and then starts to go towards New Orleans and Houston? Could you imagine if that would have happened? Because no one was evacuating. All these people in Florida were evacuating.
Well, they have an idea of where it's going to go, though, because of whatever the, I don't know, the jet stream or whatever. They knew that it wasn't going to go that way. Although they did think it was going to take a turn and go left, and it kind of took, it went up the west coast of Florida and then took a right.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they know?
Well, we have more than about 6 million residents across the state. They're waking up with no electricity. There are a lot of warnings still. And it was just, there's news coverage. We have all kinds of videos, audio. I don't know what you want to go to, if you would like to cover any of that.
You see these looters, like, breaking into stores? Like,
you have a video of the looters.
Just rushing in and stealing stuff?
Here is some looting going on.
Look at this.
Fort Lauderdale.
Some place called Simon's, whatever that is.
Man, one guy had three cases of tennis shoes.
Oh, is it like a shoe? Oh, it looks like a
sporting goods store. That guy right there. It's a sporting goods store.
That's awful. It's disgusting.
Yeah, they kicked the door, or they kicked the window in, and then they looted the sporting goods store.
Awful.
This is why you don't leave. This is why you don't. This is why people do not evacuate. In a hurricane.
It's not worth it.
Because they don't want people to do this to their business or their home.
That store has insurance. That's what your insurance is there for, to cover that kind of stuff. Your life is more important than your pair of shoes that scumbags are stealing. So that's disgusting. So we do have, over 6 million people without power. There is a story about a construction crane that collapsed in Miami. There were three cranes among the victims of Hurricane Irma, and under the hurricane's brutal winds, the cranes on top of residential buildings were still under construction. They started to fall. It takes weeks to get this kind of stuff out of harm's way. They had nowhere to put it, so this actual crane ended up collapsing.
You'd think, I didn't know how long it takes to get a crane. Yeah, I guess they can't just put those things up and down.
No.
Takes a long time to do that, and what are you going to do? It's just,
there's nothing.
Just
sitting
there. What can you do?
They kept warning about these cranes collapsing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to move on. This is the Navy. The Navy's still probing the possibility of cyber attack in destroyer collisions. And I thought this was weird because you did talk about this, the accident where Anthony's son was on board the ship.
Yeah.
They said that their investigation into the possibility that the deadly collisions, that it's still, cyber attack is not ruled out, and they're still trying to figure this out. So they say it's new ground for them because they didn't think that at first. And I know that you had talked about this.
Well, think of all these ships that have been involved in incidents since the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Could they have been hacked? Could their navigation system or their radar system or anything have been? Because how does this happen?
Right. Two huge ships?
Yeah.
Twice in a couple months? Impossible.
Yep. So they're focusing on that.
Do you think if they were hacked, would they ever tell us that they were hacked?
Yeah. So they don't look like idiots.
No, I don't think so.
Rovers, rather than saying, oh, the guy just fell asleep, or we didn't see the ship coming.
You're absolutely wrong. They would never admit that. You know, maybe 15 years from now, they go, oh, yeah, you remember that? Yeah, we were hacked back then.
Why not
after they fortified things. No, they're not going to admit that.
We fixed it. We got hacked. We fixed it.
That means they're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Okay, but we fixed it.
They're not going to admit to that. No way.
Rovers, rather than six guys fell asleep. That's horrible. The captain and six other guys.
What if it were Russia? Would that be an act of war?
No, it's not an act of war.
No, it's killed people.
No, you're right. If it was them hacking, and yes. But how many people are we going to be attacking? We got North Korea, we got the Middle East, and we got Russia, too, on top of it. Let's do a World War III, then. China.
Congratulations.
China.
To Gwen Stefani. The 47-year-old is pregnant.
Wow, that's old to be pregnant.
Yes, she is going to have a baby. She has three already with Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
And she's been doing IVF treatments with her boyfriend, Blake Shelton. They've been trying for a while to get pregnant. Hasn't worked, so they turned to IVF. And she's pregnant with her fourth child.
I guess if you have that much money, you could just squirt out as many kids as you want. There's no financial burden, I suppose.
And the nanny takes care of the kid the whole time.
Right. But, do you really need this? He doesn't have any kids.
He really wanted one. So she went ahead and did it. And then real quick, do you know who Troy Gentry is of Montgomery Gentry?
I only learned of this guy since he died.
Yes, he was killed Friday when the helicopter he was riding in crashed in New Jersey. He was only 50 years old. He and Eddie Montgomery, they were due to perform Friday night. But Eddie was not on board this helicopter, and they ended up dying. The pilot died, too. It was so sad. Imagine that. So very sad news in the country world. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Never heard of these guys. I'm not into country. You've heard of this?
They're big.
I've heard of Montgomery and Gentry. I've never heard a song.
Yeah, I mean, dude, she's like, really? You've never heard what? Tell me a song.
I don't know their songs, but I've heard their... I'm not a fan of this, but I've heard of them, of course.
Dieter, have you heard of them?
I don't think so, to be honest.
Son graduating college. That was mama's dream. All right, let me take a break. Anywhere else when I turned 18. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
You think you got everything?
Rover's Morning Glory.
For a mother of three, Doogie is in really great shape.
I'm good.
Too bad she's only had one kid, though.
It's gross.
Try pushing that thing out of Madge.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Remember being in school and high school and being in between classes. You do a lot of dicking around, right?
That was my favorite part. All the pranks and messing with talking to girls. Yeah.
They'd always try to get you in class on time.
Oh, you had to be inside the doorway when the bell rang. Some kind of thing like that. You'd get detention.
There is a school in Stansbury Park, Utah, that has a new policy at the high school there. If you are tardy, if you're late to class, you have to pay a $5 fine.
Nice.
And some parents are upset by that. I agree with them. I say...
Who, the parents or the kids?
No, the parents. I say, screw you. You're already getting my tax money to send my kid to this school. $5 fine if they're late?
I would never pay that for one second. I wouldn't even think about paying it. I don't care what would happen because I'm forced to go to school. I'm forced and I'm a couple minutes late. You're going to want $5 for me? No.
No.
Never.
Then your parents, I think, would get charged.
Yeah.
But again, how would they... enforce that? If I were a parent, you're right. I would just say, forget it. I'm not paying that. Yeah. What could they do?
Are the police going to show up and demand it?
Yeah, but
they won't pass. What if they said they won't pass you unless you pay it?
I take it to court.
End of the year.
Take it to court.
Oh, to that point, you're not going to squeeze money out of me at any point ever.
Hey, then teach your kid to be on time and stop dicking around in between class.
No, I remember some classes I had were on the other side of the building.
Oh, God.
Well, you have to stop at your locker, which is on the other side, then you have to return back to the first side or something, and you'd have to be late, like, by 30 seconds every day. No playing around. Or if you got to go to the bathroom, you're late, now I have to give you $5 because I had to take a dump. Screw you. Immediately, just no, I would never in my life pay.
I agree. I would never. And parents should be upset by this. Look, schools can, this is their job, basically. And they should have other incentives to make you on time. Or to dissuade you from being tardy.
Give me $5. Give me $5 if I'm never late.
Well, I don't agree with that either. I don't think they should give you $5.
If you are not late the entire year, have a pizza party.
Sure, okay, that's fine.
And if you are late, you don't get to go to the pizza party.
Well, some parents can't even afford this, have trouble affording lunch. This $5 is kind of crazy.
I know, I agree. I don't know what kind of community this is, this place in Utah. Maybe it's rich, Stansbury Park, Utah. Maybe all the kids who go there are wealthy. But, I mean, should you be responsible, Snitz? You have kids. I don't know if they're still – you have a kid in high school,
yeah.
Right? All right, if she's late to class, should you have to pay $5 for that?
No, that's what detention and those other things are for.
Exactly.
Not money. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I'd rather pay than sit in detention for an hour.
Anyone would. I agree with you.
That's hell on earth.
Yeah, I'm sure my kid would like me to pay rather than get detention, but they'll never learn. If I'm paying for everything, they're never going to learn.
But
not
you don't
paying for it at all.
But you don't pay for it. You take money out of their whatever it is, their piggy bank, their... allowance. If they work, you make them pay you. You make the kids pay. That's the lesson. You don't bail them out every time.
Jeff, are your kids ever late?
No. My kids have never had an issue. They're in high school now, so
right.
They never... I mean, the way Lakewood High School is divided, it's like... I don't know how to best explain this because the building is so gigantic. Yeah, it's divided into... You have like house one, house two, house three, and those are like for those grade levels... And so they're in like one particular section of the building, so they don't got to worry about that kind of thing. When I was in high school, if I was late to the class, the discipline was up to the teacher. A lot of times, I'll be forced to stand and do my schoolwork without a desk.
Really?
Yeah, that's a way of.
What would you write on?
Use your notebook to write on something like that. But that would be the discipline. That would be the incentive. Say, don't be late to class. Then you get to sit down and have a desk to do your schoolwork on. Other times, they'll give you. I'll be detained. I'll have after school detention or something. That's the way it was when I was in high school. And remember, life was a lot simpler when I was in high school. The only high tech gadget we had were the pagers. Although I never carried one.
This to me sounds like a way for them to just get money out of people. It sounds like a money grab.
Yeah, who's getting this money?
The school. The school does. They get the money.
But, I mean, who you're giving it to? The teacher?
No.
No, not the teacher. I think it goes into some sort of general fund or something for the school.
And then that goes back to the school, and they are able to do things with that money. I'm all for school districts getting money. So I don't see a problem
money.
With this. I do. I am very... involved with my kid's school, and I'm all for that. And if my kid's not paying attention or if my kid's late, that's a good lesson, I think.
Here's
you have that conversation with them.
Here is a news story from Fox 13, I guess from wherever this is in Utah.
Stansbury High's principal, Galen Warr, and assistant principal, Cody Reitzel, say the halls are a lot emptier during classes compared to last year.
We have
a goal of respect. People, property, and time.
They credit a new policy requiring students to pay a fine if they're chronically late. The first offense is a warning. If they're caught a second time, they'll have to pay a $3 fine. After that, the fee goes up to $5.
Love it.
Only administrators, not teachers, will issue the tickets.
What we're really trying to target is those periods between classes where really it's a choice. It's a personal decision of whether you're going to walk from Class A to Class B and be on time.
We just implemented it on Tuesday. This week we've handed out just warnings. No fines at all.
Julie Ray's son attends Stansbury High.
We received an email from the school district that outlined the policy.
While she agrees the fines can teach students personal accountability and responsibility, she says administrators should have consulted with parents beforehand to get their input.
Yeah, I just don't understand how they can start fining you. They force you to send your kid to the school. They force it. 866-YO-ROVER. If it were voluntary, then I'd go, okay, you don't have to.
Because you could choose not to go then, and right. I don't have to.
Wait, but it's a good lesson. You're trying to teach these kids.
I don't think you understand how some people are so poor they can't afford lunch.
Okay, then your kid should not be late. It's about respect.
What if you're taking a dump? You have diarrhea problems all the time.
I do.
And you're late.
$5?
You're late to the show all the time, too. Like,
when's the last time
coming
I
back
was
from
late?
Commercial,
this morning?
Coming back from commercial break, you're late all the time.
Because I'm working. It's not because I am taking a dump. If I'm getting something, I'm not late. I haven't been
all
late
the
to
time.
The show. No, I'm
all
not.
All the time she's late.
No,
and
I'm not.
How many times have I told
Me?
Her, I don't need you doing whatever you're doing back there, supposedly working.
Exactly.
Right. Really? Yeah. Okay.
The
no producer.
The most important thing that is what comes through the speakers,
yeah,
not what
I get
you're doing
that.
Back there in your back office,
yeah,
talking to salespeople. Yeah.
I am
gossiping
not talking.
With
you are
Rachel,
such
the sales
dude.
Girl.
Charge you $5 every commercial break?
Fine. That's fine.
James, you're on Rover's Morning Glory.
Yes.
Good morning, James.
Hey, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
I was just calling because back when I was in high school a few years ago, we had teachers who let us slide. We had the option to where if you wanted a detention, you got the detention. Otherwise, you could pay the $5 and get out of it.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. Yeah. I would have loved that. I mean, I
what
was.
They,
they stopped. I was in detention so much that they stopped sending me to detention because they go, well, this isn't working. It's nothing. Nothing we do is making this kid any better. So, I mean, they were just like, whatever. We don't care anymore.
They would take that $5, too, and they'd put it in, like, whatever fund, and they donated it to Camp Cheerful, too. So it was like kids weren't afraid to pay it. I have one buddy who I went to a private school, so we had a dress code, and you weren't allowed to wear boots. And the one kid said, screw it, and he wrote a check at the beginning of the year for the entire year. I mean, kid made decent money. And he gave it to the one teacher at the beginning of the school year and wore boots every day and took attention for it.
Oh, my God.
Well,
great lesson, yeah.
Right, that's stupid.
Well, that is how the real world works, though,
money
Anthony.
Can money can buy you out of problems.
That's right. Yes, it can.
I looked up the median income in Stansbury.
Yeah.
It's $82,000.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's the median. Okay, so I guess they can afford the $5 tardy fees. Tim in Memphis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tim.
Yo, Rover, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Dieter.
Yo!
What's up? Hey, my wife's a teacher down here in Memphis, and she's in a neighborhood called Whitehaven.
Okay.
Cut off. Ryan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, so first off, Doozy, I'm not buying it at all that you're never late.
I'm not. I am not late to the show.
She was late this morning. Very first thing, I had to, and Doogie's here. And then
and I
she's
said, good
outside
morning,
the door.
Sir.
No,
I was
outside
already
the door.
In
that's
here.
Why I got to go,
I
what?
I was already
what?
In the
you.
Studio.
She's not in
whatever.
There.
Whatever. And you're the one that's late like once a week. Oh,
oh yeah.
Rover's stuck in traffic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, go on.
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, there's some kids in there eating a cheese stick and some crackers, can't afford lunch. And how are they supposed to pay $5 for being late to class?
So because you're poor, you can't have respect? You can't teach people less? Oh, they're poor. They don't understand
See,
time.
You teach it in other ways. You give them the detention. You don't charge money for it.
No,
but
will,
like you said, Rover, didn't work on you.
Right.
I think it doesn't work anymore.
Some kids
detention.
Are just rotten. I was a rotten kid.
You're still rotten.
I just didn't. Man, I can't. I have nightmares about going back to school, actually. I'm in my 40s now, and I have nightmares about going back to school. That's how much I hated school.
You didn't have fun in between the classes? Like, we're talking about the little five-minute break where you dick around the hallway, you know, talking to girls or tripping somebody or putting the stuff in somebody's lockers?
All right, but no, it's just a pretty miserable time, I thought.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really?
Pretty miserable.
I loved it.
No, I remember the pranks. I hated school. It was, to me, I wasn't interested in anything that was going on.
Oh, yeah, the actual classroom stuff sucked, the big D. But I remember being in the hallway, if somebody's, I would try a lock on somebody's locker, like my buddy, and if it was open, I would take that lock off and then just put another lock on. So then he'd go to his locker, and he'd be like, oh, God, I can't get my combo. I can't get my combo. Then he'd be late to class. So they had to get a janitor to cut that off. He'd get detention. It'd be a whole butterfly effect. It ruined his whole day. I would live for those pranks every day. Something small like that.
No, that didn't interest me.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, put a bunch of books in a guy's locker. So when he opens it, it all falls down on him, hits him in the nuts.
I followed my friend, and I learned his combination because it was part of the locker. Like,
that was another move, too. You'd always block your lock because some dick would be next to you looking at it.
And then so I learned his combination over the course of a couple weeks because you'd have to go over. I'd purposely go there.
You'd only catch one number at a time, basically.
Yeah. And you couldn't always get one. So then I finally learned it, and then I bought a bunch of – you couldn't download it at the time. I had to go to a porn store and buy a bunch of gay porn and then print, you know, cut it out.
Right.
And then I put it all in his locker. So then one day he goes to his locker and as normal. And then there's a bunch of wieners poking out in his face. So it was really great. You didn't live for that?
I didn't live for that. No.
It was fun.
I liked it too.
So if you could go back to school now,
I'm just saying
you?
Those parts were fun. No. The parts of the school and the detentions were some of the worst times I've ever
out
had.
Out of 100%, what would you say was fun? Like 1%? I'm telling you, it was 0.5%. It was the weekends. That was fun.
40% was fun.
I'd say half.
40?
Yeah, because even in the classes, like in woodworking, we had to have a great time just screwing around and almost cutting our fingers off with circular saws. It was always just a fun time.
Oh, I would go
man,
back.
That's a different experience than I had in school.
I would go back in a heartbeat. High school, I would totally go back. College.
It's the worst period of time.
No.
You're so awkward, self-conscious.
You are.
I wasn't any of those things.
Okay. You're just forced to do things. It's just, it's a miserable period of time.
When and if you ever have a kid, like, how do you, I have conversations about college and stuff with my daughter who's 7, and we talk about all kinds of things like her future. How do you do that when you have a kid? You can't tell them, I hated school, you don't have to go to school.
I tell my kid, I say, listen, son, learn whatever it is you're interested in. Don't worry about school. My kid could drop out of school as far
high
as
school?
I'm concerned. Sure, why not?
High school.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I really believe that it's
You won't get a job. I think you say this now because you don't have any kids. Wait till your fiance pops one out. He'll change everything.
Unless he starts his own business, Rover, he's not going to get a job. People see on your resume, didn't finish high school.
Start your own business then. That's how you
make
money.
But how do you learn
right?
the basics of a business without the knowledge of basic high school? How do you do that?
You don't have to graduate from college or high school to be
graduating
smart.
High school is pretty important.
Yes.
At least high school. I'm not saying college is, but high school,
college
you got to
at
least
important.
Do that one.
Fine. All right. So graduate high school. I don't need my kids to go to college and get
I think you'll change.
$100,000+ in debt for tuition. I really think that if you are motivated and ambitious, you can make it in life. What about Snitz? Snitz, did you go to college?
Yes, I went to college.
No.
You graduated?
Six colleges.
Yes, graduated college, yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, bad example.
Wait, so
he's
you
like
have...
50 when he graduated. No. Where did you graduate college from?
My last one was the Art Institute. Or no, I'm sorry. The art school in town here.
Does that really count as a college?
Absolutely.
It's a half.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Half college.
Does that count, Charlie?
Is it an associate's degree?
Is it more of a trade school?
Yeah. No, it's an associate degree.
Okay. So it is.
So you don't have your BA?
No.
You got your BS?
So he has a bachelor's? No bachelor's, associates. So it's equivalent to 2 years.
I don't even know what those are. Is associates the lowest?
Yeah, 2 years of like a 4-year college.
What's a bachelor?
Four.
And master?
Oof.
Five. Like you do it in a year.
What's doctorate?
No, you get a master's in one additional year?
You can?
Oh, why wouldn't everyone
cousin
do
did
that?
It. Cause a bitch. After you did 4 years of college, I'm like, do you want to go back for one more year? I go, no. My cousin did it for in business another year, but it was nonstop. He got into finance.
Yes, Jeffrey.
I think the way the college degrees are ranked, you have associate, bachelor, master's, doctorate. I think that's how that goes. I believe how that goes.
Really? Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How far did you get?
If I had to finish college, I would have gotten an associate's degree, maybe in communications. But, being when you guys asked each other about going back to high school, that to me would be interesting for me to go back to high school 27 years later just to compare high school now as compared to what it was when I was in high school.
Yeah. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. COO.
Arbe.
So you have nightmares about going back to high school.
I know it's kind of...
Oh, wait, sorry.
Just in between your gay dreams?
between all my gay dreams.
What's more frequent, the gay dreams or the high school nightmare?
High school nightmares, for sure. I would say probably a couple times a year I'll have a dream that I, for whatever reason, decided I should go to college and finish college.
I'd love that. And you did that and filmed it.
Oh my God. And so I have this dream, and I can remember like pulling into the parking lot in the dream. It's almost the same every time, pulling in and just going, why am I doing this? This is the worst thing, the worst decision I've ever made. And then just sort of dicking around out there, and then it's too late. And then you go, well, I already started this class. Should I go now? I mean, it's already started. I'm just going to be late. And then I usually end up missing my first day of college in my dreams because I was late. So I just decided to skip it,
and then which
was pretty much real life. I can remember being in the parking lot, just sitting there going, oh man, this is horrible. And it would be 10 o'clock in the morning. And this is in Las Vegas. 10 o'clock in the morning, and you just go, well, the bar across the street is open right now. Maybe I'll just go over there. And
are you kidding?
I'm not kidding at all.
UNLV?
Yeah. Yeah. Just not.
Who paid for that first semester of college? Did you get a student loan? Did your mom and
dad? No, my parents.
They did. Were they pissed? Did you tell them that you dropped out of college and then you had money? Like, do you remember when they found out you no longer were in school?
I think I just did so poorly. I don't think it came as a shock to them. Like, oh, hey, I'm not going to school anymore. I mean, my grades were so pathetic. I was basically not showing up, and I was failing these classes. I had to take a couple of classes, like two or three times, just to try to. I don't even remember what classes they were, but whatever the basic required classes were, I just wouldn't go.
Western Civ, I think I failed that. I hated the basics. But then when I found what I wanted to do, I was great. You just have to get through those first couple of years.
What did you want to do? You got a degree in English and you cannot put a sentence together.
I have a mass communication degree with an emphasis in advertising and a minor in English writing. That's what I have.
You barely write, though.
I'm great at writing. In fact, I'm talking to somebody about writing a book.
You've been saying that for 10 years.
About what? Well, what's this one about?
Don't worry about it. So I have a great background in writing, but it did take me a couple of years, and I was failing too. I had to go to summer school because I was doing so bad.
Are you kidding?
Parents were mad. Oh my God, I went to summer school my junior year, my senior year.
Oh, that you're a
nightmare. After I got my diploma, I still had to take one class.
I remember that I always used to think when I was younger, school will be better in college. Like, it will be more interesting and people will be smarter. But I got there and no, it was exactly the same as high school.
It's 18-year-olds.
Still as many dumbass questions being asked. I mean, that would also amaze me. You'd be sitting in a class and the professor would be teaching whatever. And the questions you would get from these morons.
God, you're awful.
I mean, just absolute morons.
And it would slow the class down. I would hate that. And it was like, always some chick in the front row.
You're explaining to the lowest common denominator, essentially.
Yeah.
I've got to take a break. We'll be right back with the shizzy, the news, after this. 866-YO-ROVER. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie.
He has no sex drive.
Is that a crime?
Wears makeup.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
And has had more butt buddies than he can count.
My butt was up, so then I went down.
His crooked eyes are the straightest thing about him.
We're honest with who we are.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
So I know we have Skidmark Cinema coming up next hour, but I do have to tell you about the movie It.
We got to talk about this.
Yes.
This thing.
Oh, you did?
We got to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that Jeffrey's going to do it in Skidmark Cinema later this morning, but we can talk about that.
Okay.
Before that, Brad in Dayton. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, Rover.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, I'm living, breathing proof that what you're saying is true about not going to college. I did finish high school, of course. I had a ride to play football at University of Evansville, and they actually canceled their football team, and I kind of got screwed out of that. And in an act of desperation, just trying to get out of an abusive household, I joined the Army. So I come back from the Army injured and literally start changing oil at a dealership with my father. And now I run a Subaru dealership here in Dayton. I'm a talk slut, Subaru Dayton.
talk slut.
I literally came from the bottom to the top. I mean, based on my life experiences, my parents, and what I went through, you know, they were drug addicted and all, a big bunch of stuff. I should not be where I'm at, and I am. And it's all about drive and dedication.
Now, why, Brad, if you join the Army to get out of this abusive household, why would you come back from the Army and start working with your father, changing oil?
Well, we came to a right before I shipped off, we came to, well, he realized he wasn't going to touch me anymore. I was about 185 pounds. I was pretty cut, and I was playing football and running track, and finally I stood up to him, and all of it stopped, and he turned out to be the father I always needed, always wanted. And unfortunately, he passed away in 2005 of cancer.
He was abusive towards you until you stood up for yourself, and then after that, it was like a light flipped, and he was fine.
Kind of, yeah. To a point. I mean, there's in shades of gray. I mean, there's more to it. But yeah, he realized that I wasn't going to put up with it anymore. And I think something happened in his brain, because his father was, of course, abusive also. But something switched in his head, and he became my best friend, man. And
he didn't want to get his ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. It's very, very true. But you know, man, when I came back from the Army, he helped me to get a job. You know, I was an infantry soldier. I didn't know anything about the world, you know, but I knew cars and guns. One of those is a real-world job. So I got into the car business.
Now, do you have kids of your own, Brad?
I do. I have a 10-year-old son.
All right.
Named Brock. He's awesome.
And you're not abusive towards him?
I have never put a hand on him. My wife is actually really impressed with the whole situation. I feel like you can either become it or you can turn from it. So on my side, I completely turned from it. I've never really laid a hand on Brock, besides maybe a little check on the butt, you know, in public when he's acting up. But other than that, no, never. Not
I got an email from it must have been from Brad. I got an email last week saying that when we rolled through Dayton on our way to Louisville, we could we could broadcast right from the Subaru dealership.
He did.
He loves the Subaru dealership. What is the name of this Subaru dealership?
Talk slut.
It's Subaru of Dayton. We're in a suburb of Dayton. It's Centerville. It's the better part of
Subaru of Centerville. That's not a real. It's not a good name. So Subaru of Dayton is much better. Right. All right, that's a good choice.
It's a prevalent side of Dayton. It's really nice. Great location. So, but yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. He talk slutted it up. Maybe he'll get a car sale out of that today, perhaps.
But you were talking about student loans. My wife, she has a master's degree from a local college called Wright State University, and we owe over $70,000
And she makes, you know, she makes good money as a teacher, but it's not 70 grand a year.
Look, here's the thing. If you are motivated, it you can be very successful. If you have ambition, if you have drive, you don't need to go to college. Most of the people who say you need to go to college to have a good job, you get out of college, you get a decent job, you make a decent living, and more so than someone who graduated high school only, perhaps. If that is your only motivation, if that's what you do, you become you sit in a cubicle all day and that's your life. Sure, you'll get paid a decent, fair amount of money. But if you have ambition and you have drive, whether you go to college or not, going to college probably, I would say, I'm not bad mouthing it. Is it better? Is it better to graduate from college and not graduate?
Yes.
Sure, I suppose. You learn life experiences and maybe other stuff as well at college. But is it required to be successful in life? Absolutely not. In fact, if you look at the number of millionaires and billionaires in the United States, most of them did not graduate college. The vast majority didn't graduate college. Why? Because they had drive and they started their own business, and one thing led to another and they became successful. So just going to college doesn't guarantee you anything in life. Brad, I appreciate it. Thank you.
But it does teach so many life lessons.
You start sending Subaru of Dayton a bill every time Brad gets on the phone, yeah. Right?
He's smart. But it does.
He didn't go to college, but he's smart. He knows how to plug that Subaru of Dayton. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I just think that it teaches you so much more than the book smarts aspect of it. You know, life is hard and it's challenging and you have so many different.
See, I disagree with you.
You're very socially awkward.
How does that change? How does that teach you more than book stuff? In fact, getting out in life teaches you more about life than going to college. College is like in a bubble where they have safe zones where my feelings won't get hurt. You know, that's
she means
garbage.
Like the cooking, the everyday life, or over the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, you're forced to do that.
You're forced to do that if you have your own apartment right out of high school, too.
But who leaves? Why would you leave home? At 18, if you
don't
go to college.
I know you didn't leave home until you were 29. I get that, Dieter.
But Robert, who at 18 just moves out without going to college? Most people would stay at home. We have the cushy job. I wouldn't have left my parents' house if I didn't go to college.
I'm trying to think of when I left. I think I left when I was 19.
And where'd you go? Like, to a buddy's house?
Yeah, we got an apartment.
Okay, most of my friends that didn't go to college, they just stayed at home.
Yeah.
Until like the mid-20s, even 30.
Hang out with losers.
That's most people. We're all losers when we're out of high school. You're thrown out there and you're forced to swim.
Yeah, I remember I talked to my principal and I'm like, should I go away to college or go to a place close by and still live at home, save money on rent, room and board, and just go to college every day, commute? He goes, no, you idiot. He's like, go away to college and just live on your own. Learn how to, it's more than just the book smarts. He's like, learn how to cook and clean and do laundry. Instead of having your mom wiping your ass every day, you have to go out and learn that stuff.
And then you still brought your laundry home every weekend when you went to college.
I know, but those first 4 years, I was able to live on my own. So you do learn that stuff that I think you have to go away, Rover. It's so worth it.
Little things, going to the cafeteria, like just little things, meeting new friends, finding out where you're going,
cafeteria. What does that teach you?
No, it just
do that in high school.
Yeah,
I remember
when restaurant.
I lived in an all female dorm the first year because they were packed on the main campus. So I lived at. I had to get
chucked
in.
Because Doogie avoids penis at all costs. Yeah. We know that. She hasn't been laid in 5 years.
But just the figuring out, just little things. Like, my mommy's not there to figure it out for me anymore. Just where do you go? You have two different meal plans. You have on campus, off campus. You have
living on their own also to figure out how to eat. I mean, they're not going to just not
meeting
eat.
Friends.
They're going to learn.
Charlie, did you figure out how to eat?
Yeah, I was able to go to a restaurant, and I was like, oh, there's two different options. Which one am I going to have?
Managing my time.
I'm so happy that I didn't go.
Oh, my God.
I was graduating high school, I remember the last assignment in English class was a term paper. They said, this is a term paper. You have to do this, because once you get to college, you're going to be doing these every single day. And I remember looking at this, and I said, I'm not going. That's the only reason I didn't go. I said, I can't do this. I can't handle it.
It's not every day. It's like twice a semester you have to paper is due. But that's the thing. You screw up that paper, you're going to fail. Because you have four things you're going to do, like two tests and two papers the entire semester.
Yeah.
So you really have to focus. Right? Yeah, each class, I'm saying, there's only like four main things. Otherwise, you can just do what you want. You want to read or there's not daily homework. which sucks.
I just knew, and I didn't do my term paper, and it was a lot easier to plagiarize stuff back then. I just Googled B plus term paper, first one I found. I was so lazy, I didn't even want to read it. I didn't even read it before I turned it in. It could have been the worst thing in the world, and I got a B on it. So it was
great.
What
do you mean there wasn't homework that you had to do every day? There was reading every day
in
theater.
College?
Yes. Reading.
They would say to do it, but you didn't. Who would do that?
You had like goals that you had to get to, or by the next class, or you needed to do this. So if you did read every day, that would only put you a step ahead. We never did it.
Here's what I would do, Rover. I would coast the entire time before a test. Then the day before, you pull an all-nighter. You read all the stuff or go over notes the day before. Then you take the test. I wouldn't read every day like they tell you to. Read 5 pages every night. I was like, no, I'm going to go out and party. Yeah. Then I'm going to go crazy the night before and just catch up.
Tibbs, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, Tibbs.
Hey, Rover. See you.
Arbe.
Yo. Hey, I know how you were saying that you hated high school. I was the same way. Could not stand it. I was just wondering if you knew now and can go back, would you do it?
Not a chance.
Seriously?
Not a chance.
Oh, I would love to.
Knowing what you know now, you wouldn't go back. I mean, the classes would be easier. Think of all the knowledge that you have. And, I mean, let's
yeah, but what would the point be to go back to school if I already have said knowledge?
You
why go back to
other people's lives?
Oh, I don't need to. Screw that.
Why are you laughing
You're
at?
On your own. No one changed my life. I don't need to change anyone else's.
No, you could.
Piss off.
You could change other people's lives.
Oh, go back and, like, tutor? Like, what do you
say? Just if you think about it, think if there were people that were outsiders. You could welcome them in. We were very cliquey in high school. And you could let people into that bigger circle, people that were outsiders.
Is all nonsense.
No,
this is
true.
Like pie in the sky. Oh, we could be more inclusive.
People like you, Rover, who didn't talk to anyone.
Kids are mean to each other, period. There's
but
always going to
need...
be the kid with the big thing on his face that people make fun of. And it's just, you're not going to solve the world by going back to high school. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
When I was in high, like, so, and the thing with me in high school was, I wasn't interested in the cliques, if you will, like, you know, the nerds, the jocks, the greasers,
yeah,
and that kind
you?
Of crap. What? I was myself. Okay,
you own your group.
I didn't roll with a group.
Party
he wasn't in a clique. He was in a cluck.
No, Rover. I'm
his
just
father,
saying,
chicken dad.
I just did not have the difficulty making friends in high school.
Did you have any friends?
I had more friends I could keep track of in high school.
You did? Seriously?
Most of the friends I knew in high school, I went to elementary school with.
Okay.
But Jeffrey also considers just like befriending him on Facebook a good friend of his. So his version of friends might be different, right?
No, Charlie, I'm talking about, I went to high school in the days before Facebook, the days before MySpace, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, any other social media platform there ever was. Back then, it was all about human interaction and not sitting on your phone all day, because we didn't have smartphones when I was a teenager.
I understand that.
But you also pooped your pants walking home from high school one day. How did that affect?
I didn't tell anyone about it, so...
Wait, what?
How
we
did
know
you
this
wait
one?
A second? You pooped your pants on the way home from high school?
Yeah, I was like within a half a block of my house, and I tried to clench my pinch my butt cheeks, so I got home and got on the toilet, and that was unfortunate.
And what happens?
I've told this story before.
No, you haven't. I remember this
you
one.
You might have, but
I have. It's on RoverRadio.com. It's on our website.
Okay,
that says Jeffrey pooped his pants one day on the way home from high school. So
I'm gonna look it up.
So, so you were how far away from school before it just exploded?
I was about half
home?
A block from my house.
Half a block. You couldn't make it that last half a block.
You had a lot of tight friends and loose ends.
Now, do you know what you should do? Instead of phone screen, you should get into stand-up comedy.
So,
there you go.
So you were you walking down the sidewalk?
Yeah, I was walking down the sidewalk, and there was a vacant lot. Right before I got to that vacant lot to cross Triscuit to get to my house,
you dropped
that's
a biscuit.
When it happened.
We were in sweatpants, we were in shorts. Give me the setup.
But just regular underpants and jeans.
So you crapped your pants, and then you had to walk that last block home.
Pretty much.
When you went into the house, was anyone at home?
No, we were at that time. We were like called latchkey kids because my parents were still at work. And
so,
I put my clothes in the wash and I go.
Was anyone with you? Your brothers?
No.
So you were by yourself.
Remember, my brothers got to go to a Catholic high school.
No, you didn't. Okay.
And I didn't. Wait, because Jeffrey. The Catholic school thought I was too retarded.
Oh.
Jeez.
Is that true?
They rejected you?
Because they said I couldn't keep up with the other kids.
Yeah, Rover. Yeah,
well,
he'd be behind.
Rude.
They have a class
of one, which is Tim's, like a special class.
Jesus wouldn't leave anyone behind.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. God, that's rude.
Yeah,
but real quick, you take your dirty underwear and jeans and put them right into the wash.
I warned my mom. Mom, I had a little diarrhea accident. Coming home from school today. So.
I had a diarrhea accident.
Here you go.
But you clean the stuff out of your underwear at least. No, right?
No, you just threw them right in.
So it's just spinning around all those fecal flakes.
Yep.
Well, like I said,
Did you turn the washer on?
The way my mom washed clothes, all the whites were washed together with a heavy dose of bleach.
Did you turn the washer on or did you just put your clothes into the washer?
Like I said, I let my mom do the clothes washing because she knew how to do it and do it correctly.
So you took off your underpants and your jeans and you put them into the washer.
No, I didn't put them in the washer. I put them in the wat with the other dirty clothes.
Oh!
That's way different.
You put them in the clothes hamper?
The dirty
No, we didn't have a clothes hamper. We had a clothes chute, and the clothes would come down into a basket right below the clothes chute.
So you dropped them down the chute?
It's like a poop chute.
What landed first, the nugs or the pants?
I think what happened was I actually segregated from the rest of the dirty laundry.
No,
just
he didn't.
So you think it just went to streaked all the way down the chute?
No, it didn't streak down the chute. I stand corrected. I segregated. I put them in a little plastic bag.
Robert, no.
He's just making this up.
He's already told the story. He's lying.
Didn't you once tell a story of you crapping your pants on your way home from school?
This is the exact same story that I told. I'm just rehashing a story I told before.
Jeffrey, actually, the first time he told the story was a week after you told your story of pooping in your pants.
So you think he just made this up?
I don't believe it. One second.
Whatever, Charlie. But this is the go back to the video of me originally telling the story.
I'm looking for it.
All right, then.
So does your mom and dad?
So let me tell you about the time when I was in high school and a guy spent the night at my house. One thing led to another. And I ended up, servicing the guy.
Something went with your eye?
Now you go, Jeffrey.
Now let's wait a week and see if Jeffrey has a story about that. Doozy, are you... I don't have time for a shizzy. I ran out of time.
Does your mom and dad, do they have a poop chute in their house now? Because it's the same house when you were growing up, right? They have a chute that goes down to the basement, Jeffrey?
Yeah, clothes chute.
They do?
If you take a black light and look at that chute, it'd just be covered with stains all the way down.
Huh.
All right, let me take a break.
I had a diarrhea accident.
We got way behind.
Yeah.
Let me go to Don quickly, and then I'll take a break. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Rover. So same thing like you. I had a passion for something, and then I hated high school so much I dropped out of it eventually. And then so I started my little business and then expanded it slowly and so made very well living for myself. And then at some point, my wife was like, oh, maybe you should try and go back to college. So I did. I tried it and it was just awful. So I hated it. It was a waste of time. None of the completely useless information compared to what I got from actual life experience and practical experience in the business. So I dumped it. And, ever since, I'm not even thinking about going back to college.
Happily ever after.
I think it's just... Yeah, happily ever after, man. I got two kids and make a very good living. And if I see my kids and then they don't have a passion, they don't have a view or what they want to do, then I'll tell them, hey, go to college, maybe figure it out. Maybe
will
not.
You
maybe
be o-
just work a little bit and see what you like.
Will you be okay if your kids say I don't want to finish high school?
Of course, yeah. I mean, if they want to finish high school, I had to go back and get a GED because I had to go back to college. Well, not didn't have to. I mean, I was going to try because I had so much free time. My business was automated. So, and then it was a waste of time. It was not fun for me. But if my kids decide to, I mean, sure, I got to see how they look at life, how they look at what they want to do. If they have.
They don't know anything at 16, 17 when they say they want to drop out.
They don't, but.
Rover did.
Well, yeah, he didn't drop out of high school.
They will look. Anyone can be successful. I'm just telling you. If they have the drive and the ambition, thank you, Don. You don't need to go to college. I mean, it's good. It probably will help you out.
Look at where it got me.
Yeah. Complaining that I make more money than you every day of your life.
Riding the coattails of someone who didn't go to college.
Yep. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Is a real problem.
The planet has a fever.
Too bad it hasn't stopped Doogie from becoming an ice-cold bitch.
Rude.
Welcome back to Roper's Morning Glory.
On Friday for Las Vegas, our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, aboard Rolling Glory 1. And Dieter, have you ever been to Las Vegas before? You've never been?
Never.
I was with Taint Smasher over the weekend, and he was telling me all about Vegas, and I've never been there. And so legally, you're allowed to walk around and drink, which opens up things I never even thought possible. He says you just walk around with a backpack full of beer. And you just start cracking them right in the middle of the street, and it's totally loud. And also, the bars never close.
Never close.
Ever. Never.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Insane. Yeah. That's a different world to me.
Yeah, they never. I mean, you don't know what time it is when you're inside one of these places.
No clocks anywhere.
No clocks anywhere.
Now, I've been to casinos before, and they yell at you for even looking at your phone. Do you think it's still that way, or now everybody has so many cell phones that you're allowed to look at them more?
If you're gambling, if you're at the table, you got to be cautious.
You can't even look at your... Are you kidding me? You can't look at the time?
No, I remember like 8 years ago.
They were very strict about it in Las Vegas when cell phones first started, you know, getting real popular. But I don't know.
You can look at the time, but you can't be on your phone.
No, that's the same as here. If you take your phone out and they're like, no, you have to go away from the table.
Well, that makes sense. But I've been yelled at standing just in the middle of the casino, and they're like, whoa, you put your phone away, sir. And I was, what? I just want to see what time it is or see if I have a text. I'm not a big gambler either.
I don't
either.
Know about that. But.
You got to
gamble. It's going
to be on. I'm not.
You don't want to gamble at all?
Just learn something simple.
It's just not fun for me. Every time I do it, I just lose money. And then I just...
Yeah, but the one time you win, then you're addicted.
Maybe that's it.
For life.
I won
that's
craps
the thing.
Once. I won... Won $600 on craps.
Okay. Oh,
$600. Wow, look at that.
It was Canadian money. I don't know how
$100.
I don't know how it transferred over. But yeah, I went and did that. Somebody was explaining to me at the table exactly how to bet, because I didn't know what I was doing at all. He's like, just make these bets over and over and over again. And I think I got up to $600 before I called it quits.
That's my favorite. Craps is my favorite.
Jeffrey, have you ever been to Las Vegas?
So he's played
Dieter
craps.
Hasn't been. Charlie hasn't been.
You ever play craps?
No, I've not been to Las Vegas, and no, I don't play craps. I'm not a big gambler. The last time I can recall that I gambled before the kids came along, we went up to Canada, and we got lucky and won some money out of the casino, about $180 out of the casino up in Niagara Falls when, you know, we
playing
went up
blackjack?
There.
Blackjack? Where were you playing?
Slots.
Oh, slots?
Yeah. And then there was another time we went down to the Mountaineer Resort in West Virginia. We won like $600. I was on the 777 slot machine, and I just pulled the lever, and it goes 7, 7, 7. I was like, oh my. And the machine just went nuts. It just went crazy. And my
How
mother-in-law,
much did you win?
But at that time, and that one, we won $600. And
600's the same thing that Charlie won.
Well, he probably only had one coin in instead of the max. He probably would have won like $4 million.
It was a good amount of money though. It was a good take for us.
We've been to the casino a few times here. Jeffrey usually doesn't play. That's the thing. When Jeffrey goes to the casino, I'll play and he'll just kind of stand behind you.
I hate
watch.
That.
That's fun.
It's
I hate
right.
That.
He's gotta
well,
pl-
no,
gotta
because
play.
I don't understand how to play blackjack or the kind of the table games you guys like to play, the high stakes stuff. I don't, you know, I'm just like, I'm kind of like a people watcher. I just like to watch what people are doing.
That's cool. Me and Jeffrey will hang out because I don't gamble at all either.
Dieter and I don't know about Dieter. I told Jeffrey that I promise him we're going to go gamble. I'm going to take him. Not highs. Nobody does high stakes. Maybe Rover, but we'll do roulette. He can handle roulette and maybe craps. That we can handle. We can take him to go gamble a little
Snitz,
bit.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
No, never.
Oh, my God. Are we the only two?
A bunch of virgins going to Las Vegas.
Naz, have you ever been to Vegas?
Never.
Wow. No one's been to Las Vegas.
And you could drink openly during the games, right? Is it free booze?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because here, gambling. Which is BS, you know, if you're gambling, they charge you. And I go,
sure.
I always thought the rule was it's free drinks if you're playing.
Not here.
Depends from state to state.
Yeah.
Some states have rules they can't give out free alcohol.
But in Vegas, you're at the table.
They don't have that rule.
Yeah. Are we going to be sober ever?
You still have to tip. It essentially, you have to tip these cocktail waitresses, though. So
yeah.
You're essentially paying for your drinks anyways.
But it's a dollar. I'll just pay a dollar.
You're gambling. You're losing a bunch of money.
You want to tip a little bit more than a dollar.
$1.50.
Well, they break more than a dollar.
Change?
Trust me. Rover, this Vegas trip, this will be kind of a homecoming for you. You grew up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's talked about it so many times on the show.
Or you have.
I didn't grow up in Vegas. What are you talking about? I grew up here. I'm Cleveland, born and bred, brother.
I took Doogie's daughter out to dinner. B2 and I did, and I took her out to dinner over the weekend, and because I promised her that I would, and she was eating some macaroni and cheese, and I learned something that she does not chew her macaroni and cheese. She swallows them whole. Like the they're like the shell kind, you know?
Well, not even the macaroni kind. You're saying the Velveeta shells.
Yeah.
Seashells.
Ooh. Yeah. Just swallows those whole.
It's very dangerous.
I go, they could choke. She's like, well, I smash it down with my mouth and then swallow them. She says that she does the same thing with fruit gushers.
Oh, God.
The fruit snacks. She smushes them down and then swallows them whole. I go,
I don't think you could do that with a gusher, man. I was just eating some gushers yesterday. I don't think you could smash those down without chewing them.
You're 30 years old. You're eating gushers?
Yeah, two packets yesterday.
They are really good.
Have you ever had a gusher, man? Really,
I have had gushers.
I don't let... See, I...
Oh, yesterday, yeah, it's some gushers. What's the big deal? It's great when you're an adult. You can just buy a six-pack of gushers and just eat them.
And I think,
how's that different than when you're a kid?
Because
rationed gushers?
Oh, yeah. My mom would only... She'd make it seem like gushers were, like, the most expensive thing in the world. Like, she'd make it seem like this is gold, and you'd only get one packet a day.
There's sugar in it.
Then I found out... This stuff's only like $2.50. We could have been living high on the hog all my whole life. So you can go to the store, you get your own six-pack, man. Slam it.
What about gushers?
Yeah.
So,
oh my God,
what would Doogie's daughter? How would she survive without me around? I'm like, you have to chew your food, Gia.
Oh
my God,
she's
swallowing grapes whole.
I don't know.
Hot dogs,
I mean, what's
whole?
Going on in this household of Doogie?
You better learn the Heimlich. I mean, yeah, right. That's basic knowledge.
She's not
chew your food, right?
She does
right.
Chew her food.
No,
that's
I'm telling you. Two things you're saying: mac and cheese. And what was the other thing?
She said fruit snacks.
Okay.
I'm guessing she's talking about gushers. I don't think she's talking fruit roll-ups. She said
no,
fruit
we don't do fruit roll-ups. And I don't do...
What do
no.
you do?
Like shark bites?
So what fruit snacks do you have?
We just went school shopping for her lunch, and she tried to sneak in the gushers, but she knows I won't let her have gushers. So we do the Mott's. It's like one serving fruit, one serving vegetable, those fruit chews.
Oh, vegetable.
I know. They're not as good as the gushers and all of that, but we do that. She doesn't do gushers because I don't let her. And the fruit roll-ups, I don't let her do that
like
either.
Sounds like she is eating gushers. She's told you gushers, Rover?
She didn't say gushers. I thought that it was gushers because she was the way she was describing it.
But here's the thing. I think she was just trying to show off to you because she doesn't do that.
No,
but she doesn't do that with me.
She absolutely does that. No, I'm telling you, she doesn't chew.
I'm telling you, I have dinner with her.
No, not her mac and cheese. She doesn't chew it. Watch, pay attention.
I will.
Even if you mash it down, think about mashed potatoes. That's already mashed up, right? Yep. You just put a spoonful in and swallow it whole?
Of course not.
You still chew it.
Of course.
She's asking Doogie to choke on her food.
No, don't say that.
No. She's going to keep risking it. First, she might be able to get away with the shells and a couple gushers here and there, but then she's going to start doing it on hot dogs and just like hard. Why wouldn't she?
Because I cut the hot dogs into little pieces.
Does Doogie buy the Mott's ones because she...
My friend is the Mott's.
She thought
right.
for years that her friends owned Mott's. Their last name was Mott.
Jim and Jeff Mott.
Did she believe that? Oh, Mott's, like the applesauce.
Are they like gushers, but... gush out applesauce?
No, they're not gushers at all.
Are these them? Mott's medleys? Yeah. Is that what they're? Is
they're
that
the boring fruit snacks? Yeah, that's it. That's what ones? We just bought yesterday. Yeah.
Made with real fruit veggie juice.
Well, how much sugar's in that?
Where's the first ingredient is corn syrup, followed by sugar.
Oh, yeah, look at
corn syrup and sugar.
10 grams of sugar, Doogie, per serving.
Yep, I know. That's look
and,
at that.
And
versus
how much is a serving size, I wonder?
Just one small pack.
Right. How many pack? How many ounces are in a pack?
I don't know. One pack is a serving. I can take the 10.
10 sugars.
Yeah. But the fruit roll-ups and all of that, it's pretty brutal.
Well, I don't think that those are any better than gushers.
Yeah.
You guys think that they are?
Yeah.
Gushers might be what, like 30 sugar, I'm guessing?
12 sugars.
12.
So,
see? It's exactly the same.
No, it's not. This has fruit and vegetable.
It's 90 calories.
It's exactly the same.
It's, yeah, it's not.
It is, douche. What do you mean?
Why not give a real fruit, douche? Something healthy.
I do. We do
that. You know what I mean? It's always got to be this fruit substitute.
She's just gumming her apple.
No, we do an apple or a pear or a nectarine every day. I swear to God. I make sure she has her fruit. She's bad on vegetables.
I mean, that is the ingredients. Corn syrup is the number one ingredient.
Right.
Followed by sugar.
Oh. The first two are corn syrup and sugar.
Right, I'm looking at it right there. Ingredients: corn syrup, number one. Sugar, number two.
Yeah.
Modified corn starch, three.
Yeah. It's
just take table salt and put it right into her mouth.
Table salt or sugar?
Table sugar and just put it right into her mouth, dude. Just the same thing.
Sweet.
The gushers are, let's see, corn syrup.
Yum.
Followed by sugar.
Those are so good.
It's exactly the same stuff.
So why not at least get her the good stuff? If she's going to eat it, get the good stuff.
This one has pear puree as the third ingredient instead of cornstarch. So this one's actually better.
Okay. How much sugar, Snitz? Same?
I can't read it.
It's 90 calories, and the sugars are 10 grams. So it's exactly the same as the other ones. And she's like, oh, no, we get the Mott's because it's better.
It is Mott's.
It's not.
Better.
It's exactly the same
stuff.
It's
one serving fruit, one sort of serving of vegetables.
But it's not real fruit. It's not real vegetables.
Yes, it is.
It's not a serving of fruit or vegetables. It's corn syrup and sugar.
Don't worry what I feed my kid. You worry about your kid.
Are you guys both trained in the Heimlich?
I know how to do it. And I do have conversations with her. If she's choking, if she's in school at lunch, or if she sees another kid at her table, what she needs to do. So
what do you tell her?
Rover, if you're taking her out to dinner.
You know how to do it.
I mean, I guess I would be able to do the Heimlich. I mean, I've seen videos on it.
I whack the back.
That's not the.
I know. I've trust me.
No, it's, you don't whack the back, dude. That's not the Heimlich.
I did. She was choking on a taco chip. It was wedged, so I went behind her and I whacked her back.
That's exactly what they tell you not to do.
I was getting ready.
Yeah, that's like an old school thought, what they used to think was the right thing to do. That can make you choke more, I think.
Right. And it lodges it deeper.
Yeah.
She spit it out, and then right before she spit it out, I was walking, like turning to grab her and do the Heimlich, and she was fine. So, Jeffrey.
Why isn't she chewing her food, though?
She is. I swear to God, I've never heard this until Rover just said this. I've never heard.
Did you learn this, or did she say this to you? Did you have to ask her? Did you notice she wasn't chewing?
Yeah, was she eating it?
No, and she said it to me, and she's like, you know, I...
Did you see it?
She asked me, she goes, do you ever just swallow your food whole? I go, what do you mean?
Oh.
She goes, well, She goes, when I eat macaroni and cheese, I mush it with my mouth. I don't chew it. I just flatten it and swallow them whole. She said, I do the same thing with my fruit snacks.
All right, I'll ask her today.
By the way, fruit roll-ups only have 7 grams of sugar per serving.
So it's actually better than what Tushy's thinking. What an idiot.
She's so dumb. She's such an idiot.
You're actually giving her more sugar with your crap.
Yeah. I love, these are fruit. They just put vegetable on the box, and Tushy's like, oh, it's so healthy.
You can't put it on the box if it's not true.
Yeah, when it says contains real juice. In a juice drink, it's like 5-10% juice, douche. The rest is sugar.
It's probably not even 5%. It's probably 0.5%, and it's...
But it looks like it contains real juice, right?
Yeah, they add carrot juice concentrate as like the 10th ingredient to these Mott's things. And
I can't get her to eat vegetables, so I'll take it.
Bad habits are starting right now.
Okay.
And we got to learn... Jeffrey knows how to teach his kids how to eat. Where do they eat?
My kids eat regular food like everybody else.
What'd you have
fruits,
last night?
Vegetables, chicken.
No, they don't.
Fish.
So I asked him for I asked him for a grocery list because Rover's going to get him some groceries for the family while Jeffrey's on the road. So I said, write down some groceries that you need. He's like, I have to call my wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't call your wife. Just tell me. Like, what are some items?
I got a list made out.
What?
Sorry,
what's
where
on
is
your
it?
List?
Bring it in. Bring in that list. Brian, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, I just wanted to let Doogie know that she is a rank fighter. She can never admit when she's wrong, like ever.
No, I know.
I can listen to her.
Oh, she awesome. Refuses. It's like, no, Doogie, the stuff that you're feeding, just because it says Mott's and it says Medley's, that there's... doesn't mean that it's any less sugary or calorie or whatever than the other crap. All right, here we go. Here's his list.
Oh, good.
It's long. Was it 5-6 things?
Bread.
Oh, it's a must.
Apples. Oranges. Cereal.
Well, what kind?
What do you want?
Yeah, be specific.
Doesn't say. Applesauce packs. Okay. Chicken breast.
Yeah.
Turn your mic and on. Mashed potato box.
Yeah, that's the kind you can just make out of a box. So.
What about the Bob Evans? Can we get that?
Yeah, you can get that. They'll work because they come in different flavors and stuff like that, you know, so they like that.
Okay.
Wait, are you guys going to go shopping together?
No.
Why not?
I'm going to just go get stuff for him, then he can take it home.
Did you guys see these pictures that someone sent me? I'll show them. Snitz, I don't know if you can maybe... if you can maybe blur out some of these photos.
I'll send them to me.
All right. They're in the system. I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Someone sent me these weird Jeffrey photographs. I don't know what to make of it. They claim that it's in Jeffrey's house, but I don't think it's in Jeffrey's house. I think this is someone had like a weird erotica photo shoot, and it's all Jeffrey themed with different girls. You seen this?
No.
All right, let me take a quick break. I'll come back. I'll show it. Fire up RMGTV. If it works, I don't know. I was on email with Livestream all last week trying to resolve these issues. It's nothing but problems for people trying to watch RMGTV, is my understanding. Is that what's going on, Snitz?
That seems to be the consensus, yeah. Roku's not working. They can't rewind and pause or something, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Roku should work. It should have been working for the past week. It's up right now. I'm looking at it.
Really? Oh, okay, because I got tweets today saying it didn't work. I don't know.
I thought it was up. Oh, we'll see.
Okay.
All right. Let me take a quick break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. I was wondering, I said, you know, geez, it doesn't seem after this hurricane rolled through, it doesn't seem like we've been getting a lot of phone calls from Florida.
Correct.
We're not on any of the radio stations down there. They're running just 24-hour news on all of the stations down there.
They don't even know if they have
functioning. So we were preempted.
Well, they don't even know if they have functioning equipment right now. So they hadn't made it out. So they think we'll be on tomorrow.
I mean, the hurricane went right over West Palm Beach. They showed it on the map, right over it.
So
it did? I thought it missed it.
It did. It was tornadoes. One of the side ends of it hit it.
Oh, okay.
But they had a lot of tornado warnings, but they were impacted for sure.
So we're supposedly going to be back on live tomorrow down there, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. We'll also get to our final shizzy of the morning after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Snitzer went to school with hopes of one day directing feature films.
That's not it, man.
Now look at him. He's directing fecal films.
Yes. I'm salivating. Get all over the board here. Sorry.
Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, well, we will get to our last shizzy of the morning. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We're going to do Skidmark Cinema, and we're going to talk about the scary movie It. I know Dieter wanted to talk about that. I know he saw it.
Oh, man. You saw it, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Anybody else see it?
No,
I want to.
Oh, man. You guys,
well, you'll get to hear the ending in just a few minutes.
That's why I wanted to make sure.
We will get to that in just a moment. Amanda sent me a tweet, and she says, you were talking about mac and cheese. Look what pops up on my timeline. Kraft mac and cheese ad in her timeline there. So it says 6:53. That would have really been for East Coast time, 9:53. So just minutes after we talk about
mac and
cheese and Gia eating mac and cheese. Anyone who thinks they are not listening to you is insane.
Oh, they are, for sure.
I have given so many ample opportunities.
For sure.
To prove this to you. I was not a conspiracy theorist, but I am now. It's very apparent that they are constantly listening to you and serving you ads based on what they hear just in your conversation. You don't have to search that. They overhear it in your conversation. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
I am.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Today is Monday, September 11th, 2017, and it was 16 years ago. In 2001, 8:46 a.m., we already had a moment of silence at 8:46 and 9:03. That's when the two hijacked planes, they were crashed into the World Trade Center. And there will be a day of ceremonies, and the president will, and the first lady, they will be all over the place, and they will have their first, as in office, they're going to commemorate this anniversary of tragedy. So you'll see that on the news today. You also see Hurricane Irma. It has been downgraded to a tropical storm. So that is now heading north, and I believe it's heading, is it Georgia? Yes, it's heading north. So they're just trying to clean up. You had said that we were not on our Florida station because they were trying to put everything back together.
PJ had LifeStraw ads last week.
Seriously?
Yeah. Now, if you go to roverradio.com and you see video and it says, you know, there's something on the page, like the video of us doing the LifeStraw stuff, it will read that off the page and may serve you an ad. But if it just popped up without you going to our website or searching for it, that's further proof that they're listening all the time. Go on.
This is you've got some video of some of the waters out of Tampa Bay. It's literally drifting away from shore, and a lot of locals are stunned because
I think Snitzer actually has this.
Does he? I saw Lester Holt and Al Roker over the weekend when they were reporting. I think it was Saturday that they were reporting about Hurricane Irma, and they were showing how the waters, he's got drone footage, but they were showing how the waters were just disappearing, and it was all ocean floor. And because the hurricane was pulling up the waters, now that water will come back.
Look at that. That's crazy.
But this is drone footage that's up on Rover.
This looks just like it did when, I know it's a different event, but that tsunami, do you remember that they had?
Oh, in Asia?
In Asia, like 10 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Same thing happened where before the tsunami, all the water went out. But this was a more sudden, I think this slowly goes out, slowly comes back in. That tsunami, everyone's walking around. They're like, oh, look how far the water is. It's out so far. That's so unusual. And they're walking around, and then they were blasted with a tsunami.
Yeah.
There was a listener that sent us an email that said, you know, I know this sucks for Hurricane Irma, but remember this, and it was video footage of the tsunami and how it just ravaged all of those towns and the people that were gone. But this is pretty crazy how it just sucks up that water and all
Imagine if you dumped a body, say, a couple weeks ago, and then this happens and all the water goes back. You got to be freaking out like, oh, my God, the body's going to appear.
Yeah, absolutely. Meanwhile, some other news. 8 people were fatally shot last night in a home in Plano, Texas, including the suspected gunman. So there were, was it a Cowboys watch party?
Yeah.
So there were a bunch of people at this party watching some Sunday Night Football, and the shooter, who was killed by police, had been arguing with a woman outside of the home where the gathering was taking place before he allegedly went back inside, started blasting, according to witnesses. And then the cops show up and the gunman was in fact killed. The woman was trying to go back in, and as she was going back in the house, you can see the man, he was pulling out his gun. He just started releasing bullets, just killed people. So the police did, in fact, take his life.
All right.
Remember Fox News cut ties with Eric Bolling on Friday afternoon? We had talked about this.
Yeah, he's the guy who was accused of sending unsolicited D pics to coworkers.
Correct. Sexual harassment claims. Well, later that night, Eric's 19-year-old son died. TMZ is claiming that it was a drug overdose, but an autopsy will be done today. So he has had a rough few days.
My God, he gets fired from his Fox News job Friday afternoon, and his son is dead Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They say why? It's just
overdose, they suspect.
You sure?
That's what they're suspecting. Okay.
They're doing the autopsy today.
Okay. It has to be, I guess, right?
I saw that this Eric Bolling sent out a tweet that said, the police have told us no indication of self-harm, meaning it's not going to be a suicide.
When I saw that tweet, Rover, I thought, who goes on Twitter when your son's dead?
I thought, you know,
That shocked me.
I thought, like, I did think that was a little bit strange. But who am I to judge?
But
I thought it was weird.
Dead?
Like it was like, oh well, we're just he didn't commit suicide. Just so get that out of your mind. That's what it seemed like to me.
Who cares what people think? And the last thing I'm going to do is go to social media to say, hey, my son is dead. And it like I'm going to deal with that here and now and not think about what people. That's my son. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of odd. It's weird that you said that. I thought it was a little odd. Box office numbers. Let's do this one first. Die Hard is being turned into a book called A Die Hard Christmas, the illustrated holiday classic.
What? Wait, what?
Looks like a kid's book, but obviously it's for adults. It comes out October 17th.
It's a cartoon? It's a drawing book?
It's illustrated like a children's book, but it's not. It's more of a novelty item for grown-ups.
It's a graphic novel.
All right.
Don't touch dumb. Die Hard. Don't make
box
it any worse.
Box office numbers. What do you
sure,
got?
Sure, I am going to give them to you. In third place, The Hitman's Bodyguard, $4.9 million. Second place, Brand New Home Again with $9 million. That's the Reese Witherspoon movie. That was a distant second with $9 million. The number one movie, they did not expect it to be this huge. They were expecting huge numbers, but $117.2 million. The scary movie crushed the competition and all expectations. Several box office records it broke. $117 million.
I think the last scary movie that came in first place wasn't like $55 million, $65 million for a horror movie. This is like
doubled it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It only cost $35 million to make.
It was a freaking mess.
Maybe they'll start making more of these and then those stupid superhero movies that they crank out every month.
Oh, I like superheroes.
Maybe these will be more profitable, and they'll start making more of these.
So you saw it.
I saw it.
And
I saw it.
You saw it. So I don't want to hear what Dieter thinks, because then Jeffrey will just say.
You want to do Skidmark Cinema right now?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do Skidmark Cinema. Here we go.
It's Skidmark Cinema, and there he is, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, what did you think of the movie It?
Well, I thought it was scary from like the very almost the opening scene.
Yeah, you didn't see the original, correct?
No, I didn't see it, but all it's right. Based on a Stephen King book.
All right.
And this one's a remake of the original. The opening, the movie takes place in the fictional town of Derry, Maine, okay. You know, way up north. Uh-huh. And it's these two brothers. So there's a little kid named Georgie. His brother makes him a boat, and he floats it down the, you know, the street. You know, when it's raining, it has this river, and it falls into a sewer. And he was trying to look for the boat, and there's this scary ass clown called Pennywise appears, and he goes, "Hey, Georgie, I want your boat back," like that.
Uh-huh. That's pretty
and
good.
Is he holding a balloon?
No, not in this opening scene. He was not holding the balloon. But you see the balloons appear in different scenes in the movie okay. That indicates that he's there. He's basically a demonic entity that shapeshifts, that can change himself to anybody. He decides to take the form of a clown.
Oh, it's a demon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he takes the form of a clown, and as the story goes along, these band of kids, they're known as losers, they have to band together to fight him.
To fight the demon clone.
Right, because it took him a while to figure this out. He likes to use the divide and conquer tactic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was scary, and one of the things I read was the kids...
Why were you reading?
No, red? Well, it's after I saw the movie.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying how the process and the filming. The kids did not see Bill Skarsgård, who plays Pennywise, in the makeup because he wanted to get the kids genuinely frightened to make the scene really go to, you know, translate to the audience.
Right. Okay. All right.
Are these children or are these? I don't remember how the original it was. They showed them as adults, and then they would flash back to them as children. Right.
Yes. I haven't seen the original, but in this case,
I saw the original. Yeah.
This movie takes place in 1988-89, in that time period.
You know, Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys seen that. It's about these kids riding around on bikes and stuff. They stole a page out of that. It's all about these kids riding around and then...
That sounds cool, because Stranger Things was great.
It's the exact same kid from Stranger Things.
Oh,
they put these thick glasses on him. And right away, I'm like, oh, that's a kid from Stranger Things. So it's almost like that Netflix show, but it's with this clown.
So, before I ask Dieter his opinion, on a scale of 1 to 5 skid marks, how many skid marks?
I genuinely liked it because it had a lot of good jump scenes. You would think something's going to happen, but a different thing happened, and it just kept me on the edge of my seat. Will these kids survive or not?
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 5.
And I gave it 5.
5 wow. Skid marks, wow.
I was the first scary movie I really liked. It's a long movie, though.
Dieter, what'd you think?
Well, the original, it was 3 hours.
Four.
Four?
Four, because I just taped it off for TV to watch it again.
You taped it?
Well, I mean, recorded
this
it.
This VCR?
Yeah, VCR'd it. And I'm like, I skimmed through it. I go, my God. And it was a horrible ending. I mean, it was like a spider on the miniseries at the end. But anyway, the movie was, it was a freaking madhouse. I don't know what time you went. I went at 7. Two shows at 7 were sold out. Two shows at 8 were sold out. I had to come back at 9:30 to get a ticket.
Wow.
And people were just freaking out. Like, are you kidding me? It's sold out. What the heck? How do you not have enough? And I'd never seen a line that bad before at the theater.
I went to the 11 o'clock in the morning showing. Oh. And it was near.
That's the right time to go to a scary movie.
Yeah, but guess what?
Morning.
It was nearly sold out. I was lucky enough to get a ticket.
Okay. Don't you guys order your tickets online now so you can reserve
before
a seat?
Before you get there, Dieter doesn't. No, Dieter won't either. Download the app because he thinks it's going to hack his phone. He doesn't download any apps, nothing.
What if I don't go? If I'm going to go to theater, I go and I buy a ticket, like most people, and then you walk in.
No, people don't do it that way anymore. You order online, and you can pick your seat out so that you have the best seat.
That's the way to do it now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that's how we always do it.
It's like getting an airline ticket. Like, you pick your seat.
Wait, so you pick your seat, I walk in, and I'm sitting down, and you say, get out? That's my seat?
Yeah, they do that. All the theaters do that nowadays.
Everyone picks their seat, so you have assigned seating.
And they all have awesome reclining
recliners,
seats.
Man.
And beer and everything.
I've never heard of this.
Go on.
Charlie turned me on to the one theater up close to where I live that was renovated to have the reclining seats and all. It's pretty cool.
All right, so you go see this, finally.
Bizarre. This freaking clown, so many things it was changing into, and Jeffrey wasn't giving it justice. It was like, I don't want to ruin it, but it would like, oh God, it would change into things and like shoot at the screen, and like you would never know, and he would run awkwardly. Like, it was just doing these freaking weird moves. I was just like, whoa. You want to see more of this clown. Tell you, I've never seen a movie this strange with this damn it clown. It was awesome.
Isn't this the guy behind Requiem for a Dream? I think he also.
Darren Aronofsky.
I don't know, but Doogie brings up this movie.
She
like,
loves that
all
movie.
The time.
I don't think so.
I think it to do is. With
this movie came out 20 years ago. I showed it to her, and she's like, she still talks about it to this day.
Because it takes you on that ride of what the hell
is
happening.
It has nothing to do with that guy.
No, it's nothing to do with all. This is a freaking strange.
I was like, that's the strangest thing I've ever seen a clown do. I'll agree with you, Dieter.
What's some of the things he would change into?
He would change. There was this one in one scene. There was when he went to this abandoned house. There's a picture on the wall, and he would change into that. It's like a woman with like a kind of squirrely looking, crooked looking face. You know,
right? He changed into like a leper. He would just like change into like a headless body and run towards you. It was just
I saw
was
that
it
scene.
Scary as the original, because remember, well, growing up, the original was one of the scariest movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I couldn't even finish it. It was too scary. That clown.
Really?
So does this hold up?
Oh, that guy has nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah,
there's a new movie coming out called Mother, which he has
Mother is the
and
one.
And he did Black Swan.
That's with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, that's what you're thinking.
All right, on a one to five steroid syringes, how many do you give it, Dieter?
Oh, five needles.
Five needles?
Oh, seriously? Yeah. Oh, man. It was. If you're afraid of clowns, this will give you nightmares for weeks.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this thing is so freaky. And it's funny, too. They were putting these one-liners in. This kid from Stranger Things. And another thing, too. This is so great. Do you remember the movie Billy Madison?
Yeah, with Adam Sandler.
Well, yeah. There's a fat kid in it. Uh-huh. And at one point, Adam Sandler takes his face and he's like, don't ever leave third grade. Don't leave third grade. This kid?
Okay.
He stars in this.
The little
kid? Did you recognize him, Jeffrey?
No. Kind of recognized him, but I realized it was him.
The answer's no.
Well, Jeffrey also didn't leave third grade.
Shut up, Nat. Who's that graduate from high school and try to go to college? Okay, so shut the hell up.
This kid comes on the screen. He's grown up now. He's probably, I don't know, 10 or 12. He's the star of it. I go, holy crap, that's the fat kid from Billy Madison. So he's almost the main kid in this. With this clown.
He's got to be older than 10 or 12.
Yeah, Billy Madison came out
100 years ago.
20 years ago. You tell me that's 10 or 12?
Maybe it's his younger brother, then. I'm telling you, there's got to be a connection to Billy Madison. It looks just like that kid.
So is he an adult, or is he...
This kid?
Yeah, is that the same kid?
No, it's another little kid.
Oh, damn it. Well, he looks just like the fat kid from Billy Madison.
How did you get a time warp, Dieter? You thought it was the same kid from Billy Madison?
Everybody did. Everybody in the theater's like, man, the kid from Billy Madison. And I'm like, yes! I go, okay, me too, I recognize the kid. Now you're telling
me it's
not...
Would they freeze him right after Billy Madison and just thawed him out?
Now it's blowing my mind. So I guess it wasn't the kid.
Could
he looks
there?
Identical.
Kind of reminds me of that Mel Gibson movie,
I thought you were
Forever
saying
Young.
He was an adult in the movie, and you recognized him as an adult.
He's probably like 12, maybe 15, so you're telling me that's not him.
No. Oh, my God.
He looks identical to
22 years old.
Oh, jeez. Doesn't that look like him?
No.
That's just a fat kid.
No, it's the same face. That's him. Look at these side by sides.
Tommy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tommy.
How you doing, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Hey, Tucci.
What?
Just for the record, I love you, and I think these guys give you entirely too much crap. However, and this is a common mistake. You know, you should mention a lot more happened today. I mean, not to take away from New York, but a lot more happened today than just the Trade Center between the Pentagon and Flight 93. And you're not the only one. The Pentagon is usually forgotten about, which, being a veteran, and it bothers me a little bit.
Like I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone forgets that.
To give you a hard...
No, I know, but I understand what you're trying to say, and I apologize.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't think that people forget that. Also,
but I didn't
the
mention
visual
it all morning.
From everyone saw that second plane that was replayed endlessly fly into the World Trade Center. There's better visuals when they show this on the news that, you know, that we didn't have that when the Pentagon was struck.
No, I'm just saying
he's right.
It's not mentioned. Many people died there. And you're right. It is the more newsworthy thing, if you want to put it that way. But I'm just saying that, you know, not that people forget, but it's a lot of times you'll hear about the World Trade Center, but you won't hear about the Pentagon, and you certainly won't hear about Flight 93, which, you know, I believe that plane was headed for the Capitol. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just something worth talking about, you know.
All right,
Tommy,
thank you. I appreciate it. All right. I've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live to The Aftermath. We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Hotter and faster than an SR-71 on fire?
It's exactly what it looks like.
Yes, that was written by Jeffrey LaRoque.
Well, you know, believe who you want to believe.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeffrey, what did you do over the weekend?
I did some song and suds. And then I went and attempted to take my son down to this racing event down south, you know, down in West Salem. But you know what? That was a bust.
Why is that?
Because when I got there, I had no idea the parking was $25.
Oh, so you didn't go?
So we went down there, and when we got there, and they said, yeah, parking $25, I was like, oh.
She drove all that way down there.
And then we stopped at the McDonald's, and my crazy son wanted to take video of the ceiling fan. I went to go to McDonald's to get him an ice cream cone, you know, for a little snack.
Yeah.
And he sees Arby's. He sees their ceiling fans in Arby's. And what do you think he wanted to do?
Go to Arby's and take video of the ceiling fan.
But this is interesting because West Salem is an hour from his house. So he drove an hour.
How much did you pay in gas to get there?
Not much, Nats, because my car had 3/4 of a tank.
Wait, but so you didn't...
But you still pay for that gas. When you say I had 3/4 of a tank, you paid for that
I only had to put $15 of gas in my car because there was a quarter tank in the car before I left.
So it cost... I don't know.
$15 and you burn through all that gas?
Not all of it.
Most of it. So let's just say you burn through $15. You get down there, and then you don't want to pay $25 for parking, so you turn back around?
No, he went to McDonald's and got fast food.
So they saw the ceiling fans at Arby's and then went over to Arby's.
But yeah. No other parking lots in this place?
No, there was no other parking around.
Did you not have 25?
You couldn't walk in there?
I know, I didn't have enough, and I thought it was like, I had like at least $10, $15. I didn't realize the parking was that high.
You don't have a card to get
like
10?
Like an ATM?
Yeah.
Well, I had my card with me, but I don't know, it's just like...
But couldn't you park somewhere else and just kind of walked in?
I don't know how far the nearest parking, free parking would have been, Charlie.
Because you didn't investigate.
Yeah, one lot.
Apparently, I forgot to do my pre-investigatory work.
No, you don't have to do any pre-investigatory work. You just show up, you see it's $25, you go, I'm going to park across the street.
Or go get money out of your ATM.
Yeah, what was this?
It was some kind of, it was at a place called Dragway 42 down in West Salem. They had a big, big event down there. So I was like, oh, Christ. So
$25 to park does seem awfully expensive.
Because I thought it was like maybe I was willing to pay $10 or $15, but $25.
And you had free.
My son and I really looked at each other, and he even agreed it was awfully high, just you know, for a racing event.
And you had free tickets to get in, right?
Yeah.
From work. Yeah.
Then why wouldn't you just pay the parking if you didn't pay for it? I mean, it doesn't make sense to drive.
I didn't have enough cash on me at that point.
Go to the ATM and get money out. Why didn't you do that?
And it says the parking's only $20, too, by the way. I'm on their website.
Oh. They told me $25.
Well, they must not have liked the way you looked.
Could have been.
Yeah, your foreign car.
Foreign car, huh?
So then you got back in the car and went.
And then on the way back, we just went and got.
What else did you do this weekend?
And then I did my wrestling show over the on Sunday evening.
What else you do this weekend?
And that was it.
So you did Song and Suds? Where at?
Park Tavern.
What else you do this weekend?
Uh-oh.
That was it. That's my weekend.
No party?
Yeah, I was invited to a garage party.
Why do you lie? Why do you just lie?
He is the world's biggest liar, isn't he?
Well, the girl that invited me had
Lisa.
Lisa? No, it wasn't Lisa.
Oh.
She was the girl. When I walked into Park Tavern, this girl walks up to me and said, "Hey, Jeff, you remember me?" I go, "No, not really." It was the girl that was on the Thursday hookup that kicked Dieter in his balls.
Oh.
That girl?
That girl. She told me to tell you she said hi.
Dieter, what would you like to say to her?
You bitch.
She remembers that.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, so.
And I partied with her, a bunch of her friends.
In a garage?
Yeah, it was a garage party.
You were just going to go do some karaoke, and then a party opportunity arose, and you just went over there?
I was invited.
I know, but was it the next night, or was it that same night?
It was that same night.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
But he conveniently forgot about it when we asked, what did you do this weekend? He named everything other than that. Why keep that a secret?
I don't know.
What happened at the garage?
No, we just sat, drank, talked.
Tell me about Lisa.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't know what
I'm
talking
about? What do you mean you don't know what he's saying? Lisa D?
I don't know what Lisa D.
You don't know Lisa D.
Just admit it at this point, man. It's obvious everybody knows what you did.
So tell us all about it.
You guys got me on that one.
And tonsil hockey?
No tonsil hockey.
Well, motorboat?
Yeah, I didn't do any motorboats this weekend.
What do you got, Rover?
Yeah.
No, just admit it for the first time. This is a chance to tell the truth. You just got caught in a lie.
Whatever, Charlie.
No, it's not whatever.
So Rover's supposed to help you financially and go grocery shopping for you, and you're going to look at him in the face and lie?
So look me in the eye and lie right to
me.
You're
going to lie to him? What?
Oh, with some alcohol involved, and it could have been some tonsil hockey.
Oh! No! I just asked you straight out. You said no.
Mm-hmm.
How much booze?
I had a tall one at the bar, and I had another one at this party. So
two beers.
Two beers. Oh, wow. Were you driving?
You can't be responsible for any of your actions.
Inhibitions out the window.
Right. So what happened? Tell me, where were you? I mean, tell me how this. So you're in the garage there, and is this where the tonsil hockey took place, or is it inside the house?
Actually, the garage was part of an apartment complex.
Uh huh.
And her apartment was kind of right there, and I went up to use her bathroom. And,
number one or number two?
Number one.
Okay.
So you use the bathroom, and then what happens?
And that was it.
No. That's not. That was it. So you go in to use the bathroom, and then come out of the bathroom?
Out of the bathroom, and she goes, "Hey, you want to dance?" I go, "So we put down."
You want to dance?
We dance, and next thing
you
know,
what song? To what song?
Righteous Brothers.
Okay.
He lost his loving feeling.
Now, do you play this on your phone, or how does this song? She used her phone. She pulls this up. Do you tell her what song to pull up?
Yeah, I just did as a suggestion.
Okay, so she goes, "Do you want to dance?" And you say, "What song? I mean, right? Or how does this happen?"
I said, "Well," she go, "I guess what song you have in mind?" I guess if you're the Righteous Brothers.
Okay, so there you are in her living room. You've just come out of the bathroom.
Or is it just straight out of the bathroom?
Like no, it wasn't straight out of the bathroom.
Were you nude?
Did you wash your hands?
Nude. No pants dropped.
So where are you at? In the living room of the apartment?
I like the main room of the main room.
Okay. This Anyone song else? Comes on the phone?
No one else is there, right? Just you two?
It's just us.
Okay. All right. And then what happens? Dancing. So the song starts, and then what? She comes at you, and you two embrace and start dancing?
Yeah, and next thing you know...
What?
Then she leans in, I lean in.
And how long does this go on for?
Just the duration of the song.
Oh, kissing? Wow. That's a 3-minute song.
Not the duration, not the kissing part, but just the dancing.
How long did the kissing go?
About a minute and a half.
Oh, wow.
That's a makeup city.
Did you grab butt?
No, I didn't grab butt.
Where were your hands at?
Hands were right above, kind of just above her butt.
The small of her back?
Yeah, where was her hand?
Where was her hand?
Her hand was kind of above my shoulders, around my neck.
Did it move?
Did what move?
It
was just starting to move.
Good. What?
Now, is this Lisa? Is that who it was?
I'm not saying names.
Okay, so how old is Lisa?
About my age.
Uh-huh.
Have you met her, this woman, before?
No.
Oh, you just met at that party.
Yeah.
Not even friends on Facebook?
Well, they are now.
We became friends on Facebook afterwards.
Yeah, you became parents together, too.
I had a vasectomy, so.
Well, yeah, how far does this go?
Yeah, how does it end?
She said, okay, you gotta go.
Why'd she say that?
Because it was 1:30. It was between 1 and 1:30 in the morning.
Were you bad at kissing? Is that why?
She didn't comment on that.
How long were you in her apartment total?
Half an hour.
A lot that's happened then. Wait, I thought you went up to use the bathroom. You go into the bathroom, you come out, and that's when this happened.
Well, yeah, and when after we were done, we were just, talking and everything like that, so... And,
it seems weird that it would just kind of end cold like that and then still hang around.
Oh, was there more than just tonsil hockey?
No, Naz, there was no more than it was just tonsil hockey.
Doing a lot of drinking.
I think there was a lot more. I think he had full on sex with this woman.
No, yes. Think?
No, yeah. I think this is it.
I don't think so.
I think this is it. Yeah, that's why he didn't want to bring up the garage party because he knew it would lead to this
or the name.
Yep. Oh, it's obvious.
No, I didn't have any full on sex because it wasn't. I wasn't at full attention. I was at like 1/16.
Okay,
attention.
Did you try? Did it come out? Did it come out?
Did not come out.
Did she grab it at all?
No.
Nothing.
Now, what was your wife doing at this period of time? This is about 1 o'clock in the morning. What do you think she was?
She was already asleep.
She's just so
because we were
going to
lay
asleep,
low, Rover.
With the kids, uh-huh.
Yeah, we were going to stay home all weekend with the family, the wife, because we were going to be gone for a couple weeks.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what he said. He was going to spend a lot of time with his family before he leaves for Las Vegas. Sin City.
So.
The song is called You Lost That Love and Feeling. So.
I know that, Snitz. Okay, I've heard this song millions and millions of times on the radio and other
places. He lost the child custody case, too, when his wife leaves him.
Did you get in trouble for going out this weekend? Was she a little disappointed, your wife?
No.
What'd your wife say when you said you were at a different woman's apartment cheating on her?
I didn't tell her that.
Well, why not?
Because they're in love.
But so you just go in the bathroom. And you come out of the bathroom, and there she is, and you guys embrace, and then you put on the song, and then you guys are dancing, and you kiss for a minute and a half. And then what?
And that was it.
Well, then you stuck around there for an extra half hour.
So what's wrong with just standing around talking and getting ready to leave to go back home?
Standing, sitting, what were you doing?
Standing at the by the kitchen counter and talking.
Wow, for half an hour.
About
like,
what?
It was one of those awkward, like... Get out of here.
She can't get him to leave.
Yeah, she had to actually say, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's just, you know, I guess she wanted to go to bed and I needed to get home.
Why didn't she invite you into the bed?
She didn't invite me into the bed. That's the point.
Because they already did it out on the couch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
No. All we did was dance to a song and had a little tonsil hockey and then we stood around and we talked. I left.
If she would have invited you into her bed, what would you have done?
I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. Who knows?
Okay.
I know what he would have done. He would have done her.
Do you keep protection on you?
No, I don't.
We need to put one in his wallet.
Yeah, I think because it's going to happen. It's getting really close. I actually think it did probably happen.
Oh,
do you think it happened this time?
And I love the way that he's trying to flip us off with his coffee mug there.
Yeah, why are you doing
again?
That?
Like, you
oh,
see
sorry
that.
About that. I didn't know.
Oh, that was obvious.
What a lie.
That was obvious. He's like, some of us have told him, flick him off if they're
every
talking
time,
about
right,
you.
Every
nobody
time.
Told me anything. It's just the way I hold my cup. It's natural.
Oh, it's natural, yeah.
It's natural to hold it with a middle finger sticking straight out at me. Okay.
I saw this one scene in that movie, Devil, where Meryl Streep surreptitiously flips off the camera.
Oh, so this you're ripping off Meryl Streep now?
She Devil, that's from like the 90s, isn't it?
No, it's that. From like 1988. It was the first movie Roseanne Barr was in.
Right.
Dude, she's doing the same thing. But Meryl Streep did it like this. Rover, here. I'm not actually going to do it. I'm going to have to.
Sorry.
She did it like this with her glasses, you know? Like that.
Oh,
that's how Meryl Streep did it. Because she played that author, Mary Fisher, and she goes in. Flips people off.
Over.
So that's who you've been ripping off every time you
Meryl
secretly
Streep?
Flick us off, which you're always doing? Because you're ripping off Meryl Streep?
No, but everybody finds surreptitious ways to flip people off.
Meryl Streep.
They don't. Most people don't walk around just giving their coworkers the middle finger all day.
Nope. Never.
Well, I don't go around giving middle fingers all day.
Well, Jeffrey, it sounds like you had a fun weekend.
That's good.
Perfect. I'm glad that... we were talking about maybe doing Jeffrey's renewal of his vows in Las Vegas. That's not happening in Las Vegas.
No, we'll figure something out, Rover.
Figure something out.
They love each other.
Yeah, it's a deep relationship that they have.
We will get it done, Jeffrey.
Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, I don't understand why everybody gets such pleasure out of him cheating on his wife. It's so rotten.
I don't think anyone gets pleasure out of it. I think that it's amazing to us that this guy is such a huge liar. That's what is...
Well, yeah, he definitely is a liar, but it's I feel like it's so humiliating to his wife to hear this on the air like this.
Oh, of course it is. But he is going to, what he will respond with is, well, she cheated on me. That was humiliating for Jeffrey when Jeffrey's wife was caught on the internet bringing guys over to the house and having sex with dudes, allegedly, in their own home, sometimes while Jeffrey slept.
Yeah, jeez, that was bad.
You're laughing.
I forgot about that. I forgot he was actually upstairs.
I just feel bad for his kids and stuff, man. To hear this stuff on the air for his kids and
Jeffrey,
stuff.
Jeffrey, what do you, what is your explanation for that? I mean, how do you explain that to your kids?
First of all, I don't tell my kids.
No, but it's, look, it's not a secret. You're doing this out in the open, in public.
A lot.
Right. This is almost an every weekend occurrence with Jeffrey.
Yeah, and I just don't, you know.
Every weekend he's attempting to cheat on his wife, wouldn't you say? That's the entire, as soon as Friday and we end the show, it's how can I cheat on my wife?
I don't even think it's limited to the weekends. I think it's a 7-day a week endeavor that he's going
for. No, it's not
a
7-day a week endeavor.
He takes Mondays off for Raw, don't you think? Monday Night Raw, he takes off.
Tuesday he tries to raw dog a woman, right?
So how do you explain this to the kids? Have they ever asked you about this?
No, they never asked me about it.
Does Mary Elizabeth ever ask you about this stuff?
Not really.
Well, there you go.
But you'd go all the way if you had the chance, right?
Yeah, if I wasn't going to get caught. Probably, but I know better.
Well, he asked me for a rubber before, and I gave it to him. He didn't go through with it. So
I forgot about that.
Where's that rubber at then? Who do you still have it?
I think you might have it.
No, you never gave it to me. Oh, well, you had one, but you never gave
bastard.
It to me. But I went to get it to you, and then when I gave it to you, you said no. So,
there you go. That was Jeffrey's weekend. Typical weekend, it sounds like. All right, what do you guys have coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus?
We'll get more to the bottom of this. Why isn't Gia chewing her food? Should people go to college? And was Nads rude to mom and ads on the phone? All that and more coming up on the Aftermath.
All right, if you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live as they do the Aftermath. That starts in about 8 minutes. Have a great day. What is it, Deja?
We have giveaways.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, it's right in front of you.
Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I will give you a four-pack of tickets, a Marvel four-pack of tickets to see your favorite Marvel superheroes live with Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes, which is October 13th through 15th at Quicken Loans Arena. See the epic battle between Marvel's greatest superheroes and villains.
And you'll win a four-pack of tickets to go see this show with me and my daughter.
Oh.
Which is October 14th.
Saturday show, the 14th.
So make sure you have that day available.
11 a.m. early show. We're going to go. And these seats, let me tell you, they also get not only four tickets, they get a big prize pack. I put this out on social media, too, if you want to see the pictures. But it's pretty cool.
All right. So caller 30 right now. And if you don't win tickets, you can get them at theqarena.com.
Sweet.
We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.